a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
It is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, and Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we hope you guys are surviving these dog days of August. It's been very, very hot and humid and muggy in our part of the woods, but I'd rather have that than the below freezing temperatures, and I know we're just a few months away.
So, I love the winter.
Yeah, I know, right? Don't even want to think about that. Hey, but if you guys are tackling some projects during these warmer days, or maybe you're dreaming of some projects you want to take on when it lightens up a little bit, maybe gets a little more refreshing to work outside in the fall, whatever's on your to-do list, whether it's a repair, an improvement, a decorating challenge, a decorating dilemma, you know, if something broke down, you don't know which way to go, this is the kind of thing that we can help you with. We've been at this for 20 years. We've got experience in everything you can imagine when it comes to houses. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector. Leslie grew up with a pencil in her hands. She's been decorating ever since, right?
It's true.
You grew up with a dad that was a famous architect and a decorator and, you know, taught you from the first time you had a crayon in your hand what colors go together, right? Or maybe you had a
makeup your
own. You
know, I wasn't allowed to move furniture without a floor plan, so.
There you go, right? So that's what kind of experience that we have to help you. We'll be happy to take your calls, your questions. You can reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Leave a message. We'll call you back next time we're in the studio or post your questions to moneypit.com. We hope to get to as many of you today as we can. Hey, coming up on today's show, when you look outside your house, does the garage door rank as the most boring surface you see? I mean, it often does if it's an older door, but today there are many styles and colors and new looks for garage doors to choose from, and replacing that door can be a simple and affordable project. So we're going to walk you through what's out there and how to get the job done just ahead.
And as the saying goes, good fences make great neighbors, but as simple as it seems, adding a fence is something many DIYers get wrong. We're going to walk you through the project so you can get it right the first time.
And if you've been dealing with expensive cooling bills and stuffy rooms or a dusty house, the problem may be your duct system. We're going to walk you through how to check your ducts for leaks and fix them fast in today's smart spending tip.
But first, we want to know what you are working on. How can we help you create your best home ever? Whether you're doing or dreaming, home improvement really is a fantastic adventure, and we can help you get to the other side.
So reach out to us right now, again, by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or posting your questions to moneypit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Tracy in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a universal design project. Tell us what you're working on.
I have a daughter who's 21 years old, and we need some help when it comes to bathing her. We're looking at doing a bathroom addition onto her room, but we don't even know really how to get started. Do we need to consult with an architect on the design advice? She's homebound, medically fragile, 100% disabled, and we just are looking at some advice on how to even get started to meet her needs so that we only have to do this one time.
Is a tub situation easier for you, or is a shower?
Probably a shower.
Okay, because there are the tubs with the doors that open. It depends on how difficult it would be to sort of move her from chair to seated tub position. You know, it just depends on how comfortable you are with the bathing situation, if you want to get in there and get wet. But Tom and I have actually done a lot of work with Universal Design and are quite familiar with some of the processes.
Well, that's right. And I do think it's a good idea to use a certified kitchen and bath designer. And that's somebody who's going to be specializing in universal design. You're going to ask specifically for someone that has that talent, because they're going to be up to speed on the best products that are out there for your particular situation and be able to recommend appropriately. And you're going to get a bathroom that actually looks nice and functions well for you. I would not call a standard remodeling contractor, because the remodeling contractor will say, yeah, I understand, I know what to do. And you know what? They just don't, because it's very specialized. In fact, some years ago, Leslie, didn't the AARP have a special certification program for contractors and architects that were working with universal design situations?
They did. It was through the Home Builders Association, and they had a special course that you could take to become certified as, you know, a universal design specialist. So you might want to start with the AARP's website just to find some recommendations of folks in your area who are certified. I believe it was called the CAPS. Certified Aging in Place Specialist Program. And, you know, even though that's not necessarily your need, it has similar associations. So you might want to start there as far as just trying to find somebody who can help you find the right products, because you want something that looks good. You don't want it to feel like a hospital. You want it to function, and you want it to be done right the first time.
They have a lot of resources for universal design. Probably the best collection anywhere online is on the AARP website. You simply click on the home and family section and then home improvement, and you'll find a lot there. They also have a section on livable communities, because the, you know, universal design just makes sense for folks of any age, whether you are a senior citizen, whether you are disabled, or whether you're just a mom that comes home with her arms full of like grocery bags and needs to pop open a door with her elbow because she can't really turn a doorknob. You know, there's tips like that that really make it so much easier for you to live comfortably in your house, regardless of age or physical condition. So I would start there as well. But make sure you work with people that are experienced in universal design. There are lots and lots of people out there. You just got to find them, okay?
Great. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Tyler in South Dakota is on the line, who's got some unwanted visitors in the yard. Moles! Have you bitten it more than once in the yard due to their little hole digging?
Yes, it's actually been quite the adventure, you know, having those little friendly guys in your yard.
And they're so adorable, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're wonderful. So we've been having this problem with moles, and I think what this animal is called a vole, V-O-L-E.
Vole, yeah, very similar to a mole.
It's like a mole / hamster.
The reason they're there, Tyler, is they're looking for food, and specifically they're looking for grubs.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that, because my backyard has been hit by these dry patches, which I just found that I think are grubs.
Yeah, it all is making sense now, right? Because the grubs are in your lawn, they're killing your lawn, the moles are probably saving part of your grass because they're eating the grubs. But what you need to do is get some grub control, like GrubX, on that lawn, and that will get rid of the grubs. And once the grubs are gone and there's no food left, the moles will move on naturally to your neighbors and try to find where all the grubs are living.
Every 6 weeks, every 6 months, how often do I put down this?
Just follow label directions. Some of these products you can put down once a season.
Sounds great. You know, that's very helpful. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tyler. Good luck with that project. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Reach out with your DIY questions anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home improvement project today.
And just ahead, getting return on your home improvement investment is one of the most important measures of a project these days. And installing a new garage door, well, it does just that. We'll tell you about the options when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's presented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you love the Money Pit, we would appreciate it if you would share it with a friend on Apple's podcast. Now you can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Janet in Georgia on the line who wants help with a decking project. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I just had a deck built last month and, already some of the boards are kind of shrinking because it's been raining on and off a little bit.
Okay.
And I was wondering when it would be the best time to stain the wood. Is it that I'm staining it against the water or I'm just staining it in general?
Okay. Do you know what material your deck was made out of?
We bought the wood at Home Depot. It was supposed to be a pre-treated wood.
So just a pressure-treated lumber.
pressure treated. That's correct.
Okay. So really what I always do with the pressure treated lumber, just because of the fact that, you know, they inject a different type of chemical into the wood itself to make it weather resistant. So it can be a little wet. And since you're dealing with a high moisture situation in your weather anyway, you might just want to give it the summer season to sort of dry out as best it can. And then in the autumn, when you're dealing with some drier, low humidity weather, it could be a great time to put a finish on it. Now, you do want to let it dry out. So if you're dealing with some wet weather as you're getting into a weekend that you want to work on the project, wait until you've had a good few days of dryness and you know it's going to be dry the day you're working so that that wood does get a chance to dry out. And then depending on how it looks and the look that you want, I definitely wouldn't paint it because paint is just going to sit right on top of that lumber and then just peel off throughout the winter season and, you know, you'll have to do something again in the spring.
Right. I really didn't want painting because I just like the look of the wood and I know that there's something that I have to do every so often. They tell me every year I'd have to stain it or something.
It really depends on what manufacturer's stain that you buy. And keep in mind there's solid color stains and there's semi-transparent stains. So if you want to see the grain in the wood, you'll want to go with something more semi-transparent so that you'll actually get some color or just some natural tone and you'll be able to see that grain through it. And you want to apply it just in the way that the manufacturer says. And you're probably going to get about 3 years on horizontal surfaces, maybe 5 on vertical before you've got to tackle it again. Depends on how dry that lumber is on that decking when you do, you know, put the stain on.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you guys love pets like we do, we've got a fun new contest that's live now on MoneyPit.com. It's called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it is paw-scented. Get it? Paw-scented by LL Flooring.
Now, to enter, guys, all you need to do is post a picture of your pet with a short description and then share your entry and invite your friends to vote. The top 3 vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy. Something for you, something for your pet. I love it. Now, you can choose from It really does. Now, you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant floors, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, or waterproof vinyl.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest at moneypit.com/contest.
Head north to Ian in Vancouver. Well, I guess north and west. Now, Ian's working on a flooring project and having some difficulty in the corner. Tell us about it.
I'm putting down hardwood floor in my son's bedroom. And as I get close to the wall with the flooring stapler, I can't drive the staples into the planks and into the plywood below. And so I'm wondering if I should take a finishing nailer and finish those planks as I get closer to the wall, or if there's another solution to that problem.
Hey, Mike, that's a great question. And I've certainly worked a lot with floors over the years. And I understand what you're saying because the hardwood floor nailer, the nailer that's designed to work with tongue and groove, you need some space between that behind that so that you can drive the plank in. And when you get close to the wall, of course, you don't have that space. So here's the trick of the trade. You drop the pieces of wood in as you get closer to the wall, but because you can't get to the tongue part of it to nail it in, you are going to use a finish nail. Now, the key to using a finish nail, though, is you can't just drive it in the board because one of two things will happen. Either the finish nail will bend or the board will crack. So what you want to do is essentially drill a hole, a pilot hole for the finish nail, but I'm going to give you a really creative way to do that that I've done for years and years and years, and it works great. And that is to take that finish nail and stick the nail in your drill so that the nail itself becomes the drill bit. And in doing so, what it does is it sort of separates the fibers of the wood, but it doesn't really cut them. So it allows the nail to pass through it, but it doesn't really put a lot of slack around the nail. Now, you can do this with a finish nail as the drill bit itself, or if you're doing a lot of it, you can invest in a really handy tool. I think it's made by Vermont American, and it's called a nail spinner, and it's designed for just that. You put this in a drill, and it's kind of like a chuck that's designed to hold a finish nail. You stick the finish nail on the end of the nail spinner, the nail spinner's in the drill, and then you spin it into the hardwood, pull the drill and the nail spinner off, and then finish it off by hammering it right through and down. So a finish nail is definitely the way to go. And make sure that you fill those holes and blend it in nicely. And I might even put a little bit of glue under those boards. This way you can use fewer nails when you're trying to tie them down. Well, from the top of the roof down to the grass on the lawn, the curb appeal of a home is determined by lots of things, including your garage door. But according to the 2021 Cost versus Value Study by Remodeling Magazine, a garage door replacement has the highest cost recoup value of any home improvement project. The highest. It's amazing.
Now, a new door can return 93.8% of the project's cost when it comes time to sell, which is why now is a better time than ever to update that garage door. And if that's a project that you'd like to tackle, here are three tips to help from the expert at Haas Door.
Now, first you want to take a step back and look at the home overall. Think about the style of the home's exterior, the colors on the house, and the textures. Then determine what kind of garage door would look best, smooth or wood grain, and what color or texture would best complement the home's overall exterior.
Yeah, next, you've got to decide if a solid garage door or one with windows that allow light into the garage will work best for your home. If you're choosing windows, you've got to look at the style of window on the front of the home, including the grids, and along with the windows that you've got in the front door. Then you want to look for a garage door that has a very similar window style.
And be sure you select a garage door that can handle weather conditions for your region. So, for example, if your home is in an area that is prone to hurricanes or high winds, you'll need to choose a door that's built to meet the Miami-Dade Building Code, which is pretty much well known as the strongest building code for hurricane resistance. If you'd like more tips, you can read our post, How to Pick the Perfect Garage Door, which is online now at moneypit.com.
Pat and I was on the line with a question about painting. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I would like to paint my aluminum siding on my home. I can't afford to side it right now, and I was wondering if it's possible to paint aluminum siding.
Absolutely. There's no reason you can't paint aluminum siding. What you want to do is clean the house really well, power wash it perhaps, and then you're going to have to prime that siding. That's really important.
Otherwise, nothing is going to stick.
Exactly. So you need to do a primer coat.
Okay. Well, what kind of primer?
Well, you're going to use a primer that's designed to work with the paint that you select. So, for example, if you're going to work with the Benjamin Moore family of paints, you're going to use a Benjamin Moore primer.
Okay.
And the primer is the glue. It's the adhesive coat. That's what makes the paint stick. And then you put the top coat on top of that.
Now, will this peel on the south side where the sun hits?
No, not if you do a good job on the prep. You know, that's why we're telling you to prime it. Because the siding is metal, that paint job should last you a good 8 to 10 years. It lasts less if it's an organic material like wood siding, but with metal siding, it can last a long time if it's done well.
Oh, good. That's a good thing to know. Okay, I wasn't sure I could even do it. I thought maybe it would just peel right off. Now, the power wash, is that just... I'd have to hire somebody to probably do that.
Yeah, I mean, unless you happen to have your own pressure washer, yeah, you'd have to hire somebody to do that. And they'll use the detergent and clean off any dirt and debris and algae and so on that's on the metal. And you let it dry really, really well. Then you prime, then you paint. I mean, it's a big project, Pat. You know, if you're not comfortable with, 10-foot, 20-foot ladders, depending on how high your house is, you might want to hire a painter to do this.
No, I'd probably hire someone else to do it, but do you think it'd be real expensive, or would I be better off to find a good vinyl siding man to put?
Well, I think that you don't have to side the house. You don't have to put siding. You can paint this house and paint it successfully, and I think it will be less expensive than siding.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Pat.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, presented by Angie. Now, Angie's List is now called Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, as the saying goes, good fences make great neighbors, but as simple as that sounds, adding a fence is something that many DIYers get wrong. We're going to walk you through that project next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
join the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReadingColt45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
See the beautiful green lawn beyond the fence. You're going to use something that's maybe like a black metal fence. So you have to think about those purposes first. Now, when it comes to your neighbors and local regulations, this is where you definitely don't want to get it wrong. You need to figure out whether the fence meets zoning requirements and if any permits are required, because in many towns you're going to have a height limitation. You may have some gate requirements and so on. If you're in doubt, you need to talk to the planning or construction department of your municipality and find out what's up. Next, let your neighbors in on the plan. You know, people take things in different ways. They get weird sometimes, but if you just say, hey, just want to let you know I'm putting a fence up, and you know, the good side's going to face your property, because that's a requirement, by the way. You got to have the good side out. And, of course, you need to be really sure where that property line is. You do not want to mess that up, because if you do, you might be giving the neighbor a fence instead of one on your side. So make sure that you're following that property line and you know exactly where that is. And if you let them know in advance that this is going to happen, then it doesn't, you know, bode any resentment from neighbor to neighbor, which is just something you can easily avoid if you just kind of bring them in on the communication.
So, Tom, you were mentioning, you know, different types of materials, different styles of fencing. How do you know what the right type of fence material is for your home? You know, you want to make sure it's going to wear well and withstand the elements. So how do you choose?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got, like, for example, wood or vinyl or chain link. If you don't want any maintenance at all, you would probably go with vinyl. But even saying that, I know that vinyl tends to grow algae and moss a little bit more quickly in some cases than wood. So no matter what you do, you're going to have some level of maintenance. But in my home, I've always gone with wood fences because I just like the traditional wood fence. But before I put fencing up, I treat it with a preservative, especially if it's not a pressure-treated material. And then I stain it, and I always stain it with solid color because I know that the more pigment in the stain, the longer it's going to last. And finally, and this is a really important tip, and it's one that you have to almost instruct fence installers to do if you're not doing this yourself, and that is to make sure you keep adequate space below the fence, because the quickest way to wear out your fence is to have it sink into contact with grade. If it sinks into the lawn, or if it sinks to the point where the grass is always sort of over top of it, or the weeds are on top of it, or they're growing up over it, so it's always staying wet, it's going to rot. So I set my fences so they're at least 6 inches off grade, maybe even a little bit more. You know, in my case, I wasn't trying to keep a small dog inside the yard or anything like that. But this way, I know that air is getting under there and it's drying it out. And frankly, I've had fencing last 15 years. That was like spruce, you know, which should have rotted like in 5, but last 3 times that much because I didn't let it get too wet and I made sure I treated it properly when I first installed it.
All of those are good tips. So when you're thinking about a fence project, keep all of that in mind. And remember, keep those neighbors happy as well.
Robert in Michigan needs some help with a composite deck. How can we help you?
I was just wondering, have the composite materials for the deck, have they come up with anything yet that is good for not fading? I've run into some problems with the materials I have available to me here in northern Michigan. I don't know if it's the weather, the sunshine, or what, but the composite materials seem to fade real bad up here.
That's interesting. You know, I've not seen that, and I've used composite decking for many, many years. There is a company out called Clear, K-L-E-E-R. It's got a product called Clear Decking. They're one of the new sponsors of our show, and I had a chance to look at their product up close at the Remodeler Show just a few months ago, and I was pretty impressed by it. And the Clear Decking is made of PVC, and so the color is solid through this. It comes in 7 different colors. And I don't think you'd see any fade with that, and they've got a lifetime warranty, so I doubt they'd put that on there if there's any fade issues.
Okay.
I think that the newer products are probably pretty good and are going to protect you against fade. Take a look at their website. It's cleardecking.com. It's a good place to start, K-L-E-E-R, decking.com.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
What are you guys working on these last few summer weekends that we've got? Whatever it is, let us give you a hand, so make sure you reach out to 888-MONEY-PIT. And the Money Pit is presented by Angie. Well, Angie's List is now Angie, and now is really a great time to book your next home project. You can get started at Angie.com. Coming up, if you've been dealing with expensive cooling bills, stuffy rooms, or a dusty house, the problem may be your duct system. We're going to walk you through how to check your ducts for leaks and fix them fast in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-zented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top 3 vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest, presented by LL Flooring.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at KregTool.com. That's KregTool.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey guys, on The Money Pit Podcast, you can get a new episode every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. So if you'd like to follow us, you can go to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Judy in Florida is on the line with a countertop situation. What happened? You scraped it? You cut it? What'd you do?
The previous owners had painted it, and I took a razor blade and went up under it, and I was able to get all of that paint off. But evidently they sanded the tops, and I would like to bring some light back into the top.
Wait, is it wood? Is it butcher block? Is it laminate?
It's laminate, yes. And it's in good shape. It's just that it's dull. It's got the marble look.
I mean, you've got a couple of options. You could paint it again. There are several different companies that make a laminate painting kit. Rust-Oleum has a couple of different products, Modern Masters, and, Tom, there was that one we saw in Vegas, it's named after the guy's daughter. It's got two marbling kits in it.
Yeah, I have seen that, and I prefer not to do that. I read an article somewhere, and I cannot find the article, that said that you could use car wax, paste wax,
sure,
and buff it. Would that look? I mean, the countertop looks fine. It just needs a gloss. You know, I don't want a real high gloss, I just want it to look better.
Well, there's no reason you couldn't use the car wax. It's not all that, except that I wouldn't want my food to be in contact with it. But other than that, I think it's probably okay.
That's a good idea, surely. Well, I thank you for your time and
your suggestions.
I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, have you been paying high utility bills, maybe for your AC this summer? Do you feel like your rooms are a bit stuffy? Is there a lot of dust around the house? According to the EPA's Energy Star program, it could very well be your duct system. We've got some DIY tips to help you seal off those energy leaks and improve your comfort in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Customized Credit Card.
Yeah, you know, first of all, it's important to understand the basics. Now, in houses with forced air heating and cooling systems, the ducts are used to distribute conditioned air throughout the house. And a duct system that is properly sealed and insulated can make your home more comfortable and more energy efficient. However, in a typical home, about 20 to 30% of the air that moves through the duct system is lost due to leaks, holes, even poorly installed ductwork. Now, the result is that your utility bill is going to be higher and get higher and higher, and then it's hard to keep the house comfortable no matter what you set the thermostat at.
But how do you know if your ducts actually leak, and what does it exactly take to fix them? Well, here's a DIY approach to finding and sealing duct problems in your house. You want to start by inspecting the ducts that you can see. So ducts in the basement, in the attic, in the garage. Ask yourself a few questions. First, are there any obvious holes or gaps or disconnections in the ducts? If there is duct tape, the old-fashioned gray tape, is it dried out and loose and kind of cracking and crumbly? Are the connections where the ducts connect to vents and registers, are they all well sealed where they meet the floor and the wall and the ceiling? If you have flex ducts, those are the kind that are usually foil faced and insulated. You want to make sure that there's no places where there's hard turns with those. They have to have gentle curves. They can't have like 90 degree curves. And they're not ripped. They're not torn. They're not squashed. Often they'll get stepped on. If you have storage up in the attic or you've had tradesmen up there, they can get completely disconnected. I've found in the years I spent as a professional home inspector, an entire piece of duct system disconnected. In fact, you know, for those that work in like attic spaces, I know that one of the tricks of the trade is to actually take a supply duct and disconnect it from one of the systems so that you can cool off the attic while you work, and maybe they forgot to put it back. Now, if you find any leaks or holes, you need to seal those, but you need to seal them with something called mastic, which is a special type of putty sealant that's designed for ducts. Or you could use tape, but not the old gray duct tape that you're so familiar with for every other kind of repair. That is not actually designed for ducts, believe it or not. And what will happen is it will dry out and fall off. There's a type of tape that is metal-backed and has a foil face. Its technical name is UL-181 tape, and that's what you need to seal in your ducts. Use that to wrap any of those loose connections, especially where the ducts go through unconditioned spaces. So again, attics, basements, crawl spaces, garages. make sure those ducts are sealed and wrapped with duct insulation, and that will keep them from getting hot in the summer or cold in the winter.
Well, that's pretty straightforward. You know, it really is an easy DIY project that will bring you year-round comfort and energy efficiency. And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, now we've got Ed in Tennessee on the line who has a question about a crawl space. How can we help you today?
I'm thinking about putting my dogs in my crawl space. I've got a large crawl space, and I was wanting to, and they're big dogs, and I was going to take and build beds out of treated lumber and put, like, shavings in them, cedar shavings, and just wondering if there's something I haven't thought about doing that, if there's a downside to it.
Well, are they house-trained? Are they going to treat the crawl space like the backyard, so to speak?
They're house-trained.
As long as they're going to keep it clean down there, my friend, I don't see any reason why you might not want to do that. It certainly will be cool and comfortable for them in that space in the summer.
That's what I was thinking, so.
You know, it's pretty much like leaving them outside, except they've got a little shade. But as long as they're not going to, you know, cause any problems in there and use it as a bathroom, then I wouldn't worry about it.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today. Coming up, we've got a weird problem to discuss with Maria. Now, Maria says that when she flushes one toilet, something happens with another. There's always weird plumbing mysteries in homes, and we're going to help her get to the bottom of it.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Bye.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You know, Leslie, we were talking earlier about return on investment when you make an improvement to your house. And the front door, fixing that thing up, actually also is a great ROI because it changes the whole look of your house and really makes people pay attention. And I know that that's a project you just did. How'd it go?
It's a great project. It's funny. We have this big, solid mahogany door that I wanted to keep wood and make it look beautiful, but the staining was, quite frankly, a pain in the butt. And it was really looking worse for the wear because we just get hit with the sun all day on the front door. And so I said, I'm going to paint it this time, and I'm going to paint it black. And because I don't have, you know, a screen door or anything, I painted it on the hinges. And, you know, I had to make sure it stayed open so the sun wasn't beating on it and the dog didn't get out. I mean, it was a project and a half. And it's funny, as the door started to close, the paint would bubble up a little bit. So it was really a battle of, like, making sure the sun didn't destroy it. And at the end, I closed the door when it was finally dry at the end of the day, and there were like two lines that were still the primer because the way the sun was making a shadow on the wood trim.
Oh, no.
I couldn't see that I missed those two spots. But boy, what a difference. And the house looks amazing with the black door, and it's such a simple little change. And
that's a great project.
I couldn't believe I didn't do it sooner.
Did you take it off the hinges to do it, or did you do it in place?
I did it in place, only because
I know it's a really heavy door.
It's crazy heavy. I don't have a screen door. I don't, like, I had no means of doing it on my own. So I was like, I'm just keeping it on.
If you're doing that project yourself and you don't have a really heavy door and you can take it off, it's a lot easier to do it when it's, like, flat on a couple of sawhorses.
And then you can take it out of the sun.
Yeah, exactly. Really.
Maybe
really.
Wait for a cloudy day.
All right, Maria has got a weird situation going on with her bathroom toilet. She says that when we flush one toilet, it sucks water from another. Why is it happening, and is it a serious problem? Well, it's not a serious problem, but I can definitely tell you why it's happening, and it's ventilation.
Are they vented together?
Not the bath van ventilation, but no, the plumbing ventilation. You know those big pipes that come up through your roof that let air into your plumbing system? So when the water drops, air gets pulled in from one of those pipes to kind of replace it. Now, if they get clogged, the vent gets clogged between the toilet and the exit point, that's when you get that gurgling sound or these weird things where it's going to pull from another place because it has to get some air in the pipe to resolve that pressure situation. And so somewhere your ventilation system is either disconnected, it's not installed right, it's being blocked one way or the other, it could have something in it, but the vent is the issue, and you're going to have to get a plumber to address that and figure out why the vent is doing that. But it's not a serious problem. It could lead to more toilet clogs, but yeah, you really ought to get it resolved.
All right. Now, Jack wrote in saying that his shed roof is under attack from a black walnut tree. He says every year the walnuts fall from the tree, and there's so many and so heavy that they create holes as big as walnuts in the roof. So what can he do to help this? Is there a better roofing material? It's a vinyl shed roof, by the way.
Yeah, there is a better roof. I mean, in this case, Jack, I would simply use some roll roofing. Very inexpensive, and it's got a granular surface to it. It could definitely take those walnuts that are falling. It seems to me like your roof's a bit soft. And if it gets torn a little bit by those walnuts that are falling, those holes are going to open up and lead to rot. So I would just put some 3-foot roll roofing right on top of that. You overlap it every 18 inches. It doesn't look great, but it's going to protect it. And I think that's what's most important here.
All right. It sounds like a plan. And I love walnuts. Send them to New York. I'll eat them all up.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You can download our podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast. We hope that we've given you some great tips and ideas and advice on today's show. We hope that you're staying cool and comfortable in these dog days of summer. If you've got a project that you are thinking about doing, you don't know where to start, reach out to us 24/7 with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com because we love to help. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake has struck Haiti just days before a tropical storm expected to make landfall. Some 300 people and nearly 2,000 have been injured. It happened about 78 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Meanwhile, townhall.com has an ongoing partnership with the Christian relief organization Food for the Poor, which distributes food and essentials to remote sections of Haiti where food distribution is cut off. Listeners who want to help can visit our companion website, srnnews.com, and click on the Give Food, Give Hope banner on the homepage to donate. A Taliban offensive is encircling the Afghan capital as U.S. troops on the ground to protect American diplomats still in country. President Biden authorizing an additional 1,000 troops for deployment. That raises to roughly 5,000 the number of troops being sent to help Americans leave the country. Afghanistan expert Jason Campbell with the RAND Corporation says the Biden administration will take full brunt of the criticism regarding recent developments.
The ultimate decision was largely political, and we're seeing now some of the military and intelligence blowback from that. And I think that it absolutely will, you know, create another geopolitical concern for the administration that they perhaps did not foresee back when the initial decision was made.
New York State Assembly will suspend its impeachment investigation into Governor Andrew Cuomo once he steps down.
Speaker Carl Hastie said in a statement that the Assembly Judiciary Committee had heard from its lawyers that it can impeach and remove an elected official no longer in office. Andrew Cuomo, who wanted a 14-day transition period, announced his resignation this past Tuesday over sexual harassment allegations, which he has denied. Some members of the Judiciary Committee said they wanted the group to at least release a report of their findings.
Shelley Adler reporting.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A recall by Hyundai and Kia.
The car makers are recalling more than 600,000 vehicles because damage to the trunk latches can stop them from being opened from the inside. The recall includes certain 2016 through 2018 Kia Forte and 2018 and 2019 Kia Rio small cars, along with some Sonatas, Accents, and Azaras. Documents posted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say that a person inside the trunk could become trapped due to the problem. Dealers will replace the trunk latches at no cost to owners. John Scott reporting.
Stellantis is recalling more than 266,000 pickup trucks, mainly in North America, because the side airbags can explode without warning and hurl shrapnel. Stellantis, formerly Fiat Chrysler, says the recall covers certain Ram 2500 and 3500 pickups from 2015 through 2020. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A New Jersey inmate who was freed early because of the COVID-19 pandemic has been charged with murdering a teenager just 2 days after his release.
25-year-old Jerry Crawford was serving time for burglary when he was let out on public health emergency credits to parole supervision. He has since been charged with murder of 18-year-old Davion Scarborough, who was gunned down in Bridgetown. Crawford was charged alongside Yusef Waits, who had also just gotten out of custody less than a month before the shooting. Both men were indicted on charges of first-degree murder. Patrick Foss reporting.
A new Oregon law that suspends requirement for a basic skills test in math, reading, and writing to graduate high school is being sharply criticized as a misguided effort that will hurt children's learning in the long run. Democrat Governor Kate Brown signed Senate Bill 744 last month without much attention or fanfare. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, and Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you take on your home improvement, your repair, and your decor projects. So we ask you, what are you planning for this weekend? Maybe it's for this month. Maybe it's for next month. What project is on your to-do list? Because ours happens to be empty right now. It's very unusual. We have nothing to do, so we want to help you out. So give us a call with those questions. We'll get you started. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, the pandemic has changed a lot about how we buy things, and that includes what we look for in new homes. In fact, according to a recent survey that was done by Realtor.com, 65% of people are house hunting with one feature in mind. One feature is more important than anything else in the house. We're going to tell you what that is in just a bit.
And if you've ever taken on a tiling project, you might know that some of the more inconvenient parts of the project are that it's messy and, you know, it takes days because you have to wait for the adhesive to set before you can grout. So we're going to show you a trick of the trade to install tile that's a lot less messy and it's far faster in just a bit.
And if you're ready for a new floor and you've got pets, it is smart to choose a type of flooring that can stand up to all the wear and tear those pets can dish out. So we're going to tell you what's on the market today and give you some recommendations on the best pet-resistant flooring.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for projects big and small.
We know you can do it, so give us a call right now. We will get you started. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You can leave a message for us. We'll call you back the next time we're in the studio, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. So let's get started.
Bill in Florida needs some help with a new home. How can we help you with that?
My brother-in-law purchased a home lived in by a smoker of 13 years, a heavy smoker, inundated the home with considerably with the smoke, and we had mentioned some options to him, which was kills, take out the rug, and sanitize his ductwork. Well, he's done two of those three things, except for the sanitation of the ductwork, of the vent system, and there's still preponderance of smell in there. And I was just wondering, are there any other mitigating things that we haven't considered that we could provide to him to help him out?
Did you do anything to the subfloor that was underneath the padding?
He did nothing to the subfloor. I know that for a fact.
Okay, it would be a very good idea to prime that.
Well, he's not a man of means, so to pull the rug up and put it back down is probably not going to be an option for him.
Are you sure that filters have been changed in the ductwork and in the cooling system itself?
Okay, I know the filters have been changed because I changed them myself when I showed them to him. He has not had the ductwork cleaned, and one of the recommendations we're making is that he hires someone to get in there and clean it. And when you take out the big intake vent, there's just yellow corrosion all around that foam as it leads up into the roof of the property. So I've recommended that he might want to have that foam pulled out, but again, depending on the expense, I don't know if he can do that. Is that something you guys would recommend?
Well, here's another step that you could take in the meanwhile, and that is that 3M has a filter that just came out on the market that is a carbon-based filter. So it's designed to not only filter the air in terms of dust particles, but it's also designed to remove odors from the air. So you might want to think about replacing the HVAC filters with the 3M Filtreat odor reduction filters. The carbon in there is pretty significant. It's about five or six times more than what the nearest competitor has. It really is quite a lot, and I think it might help a little bit in this case. Cleaning the ducts when they're that dirty and that gross is going to be probably a good move, but you might just want to replace the filter with one that's designed to absorb odor in the meantime.
Well, I appreciate the assistance. We'll try the filters, and we'll just go from there.
Try the filter. It's not very expensive, and, you know, it's probably $25, $30, and it'd be worth a shot.
Okay. Hey, thanks for your time, guys. Good show. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Pat in Michigan. Tell us what's going on with the leak.
Yes, we had some shingles that blew up, and the water got underneath, and it leaked, and then onto my ceiling. You know, we had high winds with, like we call side, you know. And so I've had the roof repaired, but I still have some leak water stains on my ceiling. And I'm trying to figure out how to cover them up, you know, without having to paint all of the ceiling. And my ceilings have never been painted. It's just raw drywall, but it's been textured.
Now, since this was storm damage, did you think to call your homeowner's insurance company?
No, because it's... That there's only three little, like one is a dime size, one is a quarter size, and the other one's a, like a dollar bill size.
Well, just for future reference, whenever you have shingles that blow off and leaks occur, that is why you pay for homeowner's insurance. So small or big, that's the kind of thing that's covered. You know, if it was a worn-out roof, that's one thing. But if you have storm damage where shingles blow off and water gets in, then you could have had that whole ceiling repainted at the expense of your insurance company. But, okay, we're past that now, so the question is, how do you deal with those stains? Whenever you have a water stain on a ceiling, you have to prime that spot. Since they're small spots like that, you can spot prime it, which basically means just to prime over those little spots themselves, and then you'll paint over that. You'll have to, if you don't have some of the original paint, you're going to have to pick up something that matches.
There is no paint. This is just drywall, textured drywall, and they did not paint the drywall.
They never painted the drywall?
No. Ceilings here are not painted unless you ask for it.
Okay. Well, all I can tell you is if you want to get rid of the stain, you have to prime it. You have to prime on top of it. If you don't prime on top of it, anything that you put over that is going to leak right through. So it might be time to think about painting the ceiling, Pat.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate your time.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Hey, do you need help with a project? Maybe you want to talk it through? Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Now, Angie's List is now Angie, and it's a great time to book your next home project. You can get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, did you know that 65% of people shopping for a new house are demanding one feature more than any other? Share what that is when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
There's There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie, formerly Angie's List. Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's Pawsented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you can listen when you want if you follow the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. You can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Now we've got Lee in South Carolina on the line who wants to build a koi pond. How can we help you?
Off the deck of my house in the one corner, I've got a bridge going to a gazebo. What I want to do is 2 feet out from the gazebo, I'm doing a raised flower bed. And from the flower bed, 4 feet out, all the way around the gazebo, I want to do a koi pond. And everyone keeps telling me that you got to do it in concrete because it's with liners, it costs too many, you'd have to have too many liners and sealing them, and it'd be a lot more of a problem.
Well, there's a lot of ways to build a koi pond, and most folks use liners.
Well, I mean, you have to use something. So you can either build almost like you would a small pool and pour a concrete, you know, I say foundation for lack of a better word, but, you know, a concrete form. Or you can get a plastic pool form. They're black. You see them at, I know the home center by me that sells koi. It's actually a garden center that sells koi and pump equipment for water features have a variety of sizes of these black sort of, they look like kiddie pools, essentially, but they're interesting shapes, and you dig out and then place this in the ground. Or you can get the black liner, which comes in a variety of widths and thicknesses, and then you would dig out the formation that you like, especially it seems like yours is a bit more specialized and free-formed and has to sort of fit into a different area of measurements that you have specific ideas in mind. So the liner is probably better because it will work with your specific dimensions. And you'll dig out You'll have to dig the slope into it as well. If you want shallow areas or deep areas, you'll have to dig that all in as well. Then you'll put sand down just to keep a smooth area. And then you'll put the liner in. And it sort of, when you put the water in, will start to take the shape of that area. And then what you'll have to do around the top on those edges is you'll have to use all natural rocks and large stones to hold that down and hide all of that lining. But there's no reason why you can't use a plastic liner.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you are a pet lover like us, we've got a great new contest that's live now on MoneyPit.com. It is called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it is paw-scented by our friends at LL Flooring.
I love it. I mean, we really went with a name that tells you exactly what to do. It cracks me up every time we say it. You guys, if you want to enter, all you need to do is post a picture of your pet with a short description. You know, maybe the pet has a hard hat on. I don't know, a tool belt or something. I'm just kidding. We just want to see your pets. And then you've got to share your entry and invite your friends to vote. Now, the top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy. Now, you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant floors, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, or waterproof vinyl. There's a theme here, pet-friendly floors. This is exactly what I'm saying.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest at moneypit.com/contest.
Stuart's on the line with an insulation question. How can we help you today?
I'm wondering at what point in a house life should you look at the insulation in your attic and re-insulating?
Well, if you have insulation that's old and you notice that it's sort of sagging and compressed and no longer fluffy, at that point I would remove the insulation and replace it. If you've got insulation that's still pretty fluffy and it holds a lot of air, but you just don't have enough of it, then you can add additional layers on top of that. You do that with unfaced fiberglass batts. You lay them in perpendicular to the existing insulation to try to get up to that, say, 15 to 20 inch level of insulation, because at that level you're going to be super insulated and it's really going to make a big savings in your heating costs.
Okay, but if it's flat, it needs removed before you put further insulation on top of it. It needs to have a little bounce to it, I guess.
If it's old and it's flat and it's compressed and it's sagging, then I would take it out and start from scratch.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Stuart. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, the pandemic impacted our priorities in a lot of ways, and that certainly includes what Americans are looking for when they shop for a house. According to a new survey by Realtor.com, 65% of homebuyers are shopping for places with a particular type of flex space, and that is space for extended family. In fact, the desire for additional space was the top reason that was driving home shoppers' decisions to purchase a new home in the coming year, as well as the need for a home to serve multiple purposes, especially the ability to work remotely.
Now, Realtor.com, they also reported that garages, large backyards, and a space for pets sort of always have ranked high on buyers' wish lists, but those features have grown in importance currently. Now, the top 10 pandemic-induced most desired home features included 28% of people want a quiet location. I mean, you've got to find a space away from the kids to get your job done, because we have all had embarrassing Zoom calls. I can only imagine. 25% of people are looking for an updated kitchen. We all had to cook a lot more and spend a lot more time inside, so that's really important. 24% are looking for a garage. I mean, storage is key, and I know a lot of us put stuff outside. 24% talking about a large backyard, and 20% an outdoor living area. I mean, for ages, this was the only way we could socialize, and I mean, it's sort of still that way, but that's really important to have a great space that you can entertain your friends safely. 19% were looking for an updated bathroom, 18% were looking for space for pets, and 16% were looking for an open floor plan, which sort of goes against that quiet location. You know, you're definitely prone to more Zoom mishaps with those open floor plans.
Yeah, I think the comparisons are interesting. I mean, open floor plans used to be extremely popular, right? I mean, that was really the way homes were being designed for a lot of the last 20 years. And now they're important to only 16% of buyers, which means people want to be able to close themselves off, keep a little space between you and the kids and everything else that's happening around the house.
Yeah, I mean, you know, these are the coworkers you spend the most time with, your family, and sometimes you don't always get along. Now, space for pets is almost equal in importance to an updated bathroom. That's really important.
Yeah, and that's crazy, isn't it? I mean, bathrooms and kitchens always were the number one, number two. They went back and forth on the most important. Now we're ranking space for the pets right up there with a space for a nice updated bathroom. And then having that updated kitchen is actually less important than a quiet location and almost equal to having a garage and a big backyard. So, again, you know, it's functional and it's useful, but these other things are just as important to folks about location and garages and big backyard. So I think the whole way we look at our homes has definitely changed as a result of being inside and so close to our immediate family for all of these months through the pandemic. We'll see how it, you know, plays out in the future, but I think it's really interesting how our expectations and our desires have changed.
I always loved those memes during the pandemic where it was like, I hate my coworkers today, and it would be like a person with a picture of their kids behind them.
Exactly.
It just cracked me up. Michelle in Minnesota is on the line with a bathroom floor thing, is all I can call it. What is going on? You're getting moisture coming up through the floor?
Yes, it's a laminate floor. This is my third summer in this house, and it's the first time that I've had this issue. And it was started around the warm and humid days. At first, I thought maybe that it was my toilet leaking because I had a new toilet put in last summer. But the plumber did come out and pull the toilet, and it didn't look like it was leaking or that the seal was broken on it. So we're thinking that it's condensation from the concrete slab coming up between the slats of the laminate flooring.
So the laminate flooring is on top of a concrete slab?
Correct, yep.
What's this doing to the floor? Is it causing it to deform in any way, or is it just showing up as a stain?
It is not buckling or anything along the edges. He thinks that maybe it's a rubber flooring, more of a rubber-based flooring rather than a wood. And so it has not curled the edges or anything like that. It just seeps up as moisture, and it comes like beads up right along the edges of the laminate.
Do you have air conditioning in this bathroom?
I do not. Nope.
Yeah, I was thinking cooler, moist air against a warmer floor could cause additional condensation. So, look, if you want to reduce the moisture that's coming up through the bathroom, there's a couple of things I can suggest. First of all, you want to take a look at the grading and the drainage conditions outside that bathroom, because the slab, if it's getting very wet, is extremely hydroscopic. So all the moisture in the earth will be drawn into the slab, and that's going to wick up and show up in your bathroom, apparently. So take a look at your gutters and downspouts. Make sure they're clean and free-flowing, and the spouts are extending 4 to 6 feet from the house. Get all that roof water away. And then take a look at the angle of the soil and make sure that that's sloping away. Now, do you have a fan in this bathroom?
Yes.
That is helpful. You might want to think about replacing the fan with one that has a built-in humidistat, because that's convenient on a couple of fronts. First of all, when you take a shower and you leave the bathroom, turn the switch off, it'll actually stay on until all the moisture is properly vented out of there. And if it does get humid on its own, then the humidistat will kick the fan on and also dry it out. They're not terribly expensive. I know Brohn makes a good one. There are a number of manufacturers you can find this from. And keep an eye on the floor. Some laminate floors, you know, stand up very well to moisture. I've seen laminate floors are going to be submerged, and they don't seem to be affected by it, but others will buckle just like hardwood would. So just keep an eye on it. And if it ends up that it does have to be replaced, I would paint that cement slab underneath with a couple of coats of epoxy paint to kind of seal in and stop the moisture from evaporating through it in the room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But only if you get that far. I mean, I wouldn't tell you to tear up the floor now, but if you have to replace it, just make sure you seal the slab at the same time.
Well, with summer almost over, holy moly, Labor Day is just almost here. We're running out of time to tackle those outdoor projects. Well, fall's going to be great for that too, but you got to start thinking about, I've got limited time before winter. What can I do? Well, let us help you. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Now, the Money Pit is presented by Angie, and Angie's List is now Angie. Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help you with projects big and small. So check out Angie.com and start your next home project today. Hey, are you ready to tackle a tiling project the easy way? We're going to show you a trick of the trade to install tile that's easy and quick when the Money Pit returns. 888 Money Pit.
We'll be right back.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, whether you're dealing with a repair or maybe you're dreaming about a renovation, you should consider us your coach, because I also deal with repairs, and so does Tom, and we dream about renovations all the time, so we can totally relate. Give us a call. Think of us as your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist. We love talking about this stuff. Got anything to chat up about with remodeling, decor, or fix-up? Give us a call.
888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Now we've got Carl in Maryland on the line. Welcome to the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
My toilet is making a whistling sound. It's a high-pitched monotone. Doesn't do it all the time. It starts and stops intermittently. I've tracked it down to where the fill is, where the water comes into the toilet.
Yeah, what's causing that, Carl, is the fill valve, and it's not an unusual condition. We see that a lot. We've heard about it many times. And the reason it happens intermittently is it's somewhat indicative on the expansion and contraction of those parts, and it's going to vary based on the water temperature. But it also is only going to happen when the toilet's refilling. So what you should do is simply replace the fill, and while you're at it, the flush valve, because they usually come in a set. They're not very expensive. You can buy both for probably $15. And if you follow the instructions that come with these, it is a do-it-yourself project to be able to kind of pretty much rebuild your toilet.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, if I may point out something, it does it when the water's not running in the house at all, sometimes.
Right, and here's why that's happening, okay? Because you probably have a leaky flush valve. That's one of the reasons I said to replace both fill and flush valves. Because if you have a leaky flush valve, you get a very slow leak of water out of the bowl, the fill valve will respond to that and refill that bowl. So you're probably wasting some water because of this condition as well. So it's a good thing you found it, but again, it's an easy, inexpensive fix, and you can do it yourself.
Okay, very good, Tom. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you've ever taken on a tiling project, you may know that one of the more inconvenient parts of this project is that it's messy, and it takes days to complete because you've got to wait for that adhesive to set before you can grout. Now, SimpleMat is a project that changes all of that. You're like, what is this? Wow, that sounds great. Well, SimpleMat is a two-sided adhesive mat, and that's going to replace the need for thin-set mortar or messy mastic adhesive. It is the quickest, easiest, and cleanest way to install tile on backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. So you just apply the SimpleMat to the surface that you want to tile, and then you add the tile. It's sticky on both sides, so that's how it works. And the tile is going to bond instantly. So once you're done placing the tile, you can start to grout right away.
Yeah, I love it. There's no mortar, there's no mixing, there's no mess, and you get to grout immediately, which is going to save a ton of time. Now, you can use SimpleMat on vertical or horizontal surfaces when you use it with Simple Grout. And a backsplash project can be completed in just a few hours. SimpleMat is a product of Custom Building Products. Custom Building Products, no mortar, no mixing, no mess. Learn more at CustomBuildingProducts.com.
Pat in Arkansas is dealing with a humid house. What's going on there?
Well, I have a new heat pump, and it's not taking out the humidity. Of course, I live in a humid area, but I just wondered, it's supposed to take out the humidity, as I understood.
Well, not really. I mean, air conditioners in general, central air conditioners, which is essentially what a heat pump is, are not designed to be dehumidifiers. They do dehumidify by virtue of the fact that they're cooling the air, but they're not as effective as other forms of dehumidifiers. There's a couple of other ones that you could consider, one of which is called a whole home dehumidifier, and that's built into the HVAC system. It would be built into the duct system, and that can take out about 90 pints of water a day.
Uh-huh.
There's another type of standalone dehumidifier. In fact, I just put one of these in my own house, and I thought it was absolutely terrific. It's by Santa Fe,
And it's a small dehumidifier that installs, in my case, I put it in my basement, and actually is suspended from the ceiling in an unfinished part of the basement. And it's only 12 by 12 by 22, and it takes out 70 pints of water a day. And it's really neat. Once I had it up for an hour or so, I went down there, and you could just see this pretty strong stream of water dripping out of it, and all that water used to be in the air, and now it's no longer there. So you need to do some dehumidification, and I think that you'll find that that will do the trick, Pat.
Okay. What is the average humidity supposed to be in a house?
30 to 50%.
Well, yeah, I was going to say around 40, so we're in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
And if you put a good dehumidifier in, that will be set up to a humidistat so that you'll always know what the humidity is.
And it'll come on as it's needed.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I thank you so much.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Whatever you are tackling this weekend, don't worry. You're not alone. We are here to help. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you're ready for a new floor and you've got pets, it's smart to choose a type of flooring that can stand up to all the wear and tear that those pets definitely can dish out. They don't mean it, but they do it. We're going to share a few floors that will do just that after this.
Live in a money pit.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's presented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, resetting the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at KregTool.com. That's KregTool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And do you need some help with a renovation, a repair, even a decor project? Well, give us a call with your question right now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Well, on the Money Pit podcast, you can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Daniel in Louisiana is on the line with a stinky water situation. What's going on?
Okay, my girlfriend moved into a dentist office about a year ago, and the office sat vacant for a couple of years before she moved in. And now the water has a rotten egg smell to it. It's not coming from anything. It's actually coming from the water itself. It's not like coming from a drain or anything like that. It's actually coming from the water when you turn it on.
Okay.
Hot and cold water.
Because if it's coming just from the hot water, then that what that means is that there's a bad anode rod in the water heater itself, so that could be contributing to it. If it's coming from both hot and cold water, and it's coming not just when you turn the water on, but when it runs for a while, if it still smells that way,
exactly,
then I think what you're going to need to do is to put a charcoal filter in. I would put a whole house water filter in so that it's installed at the main, and that will actually treat all of the water going through the house and take that smell away.
Okay, just so what kind is out there? I'm not sure. It's
called a whole house water filter. Lots of manufacturers out there. But you want a whole house water filter, not just one at the faucet itself, a whole house.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
All right, good luck with that project, Daniel. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're ready for a new floor and you've got pets, it's smart to choose a type of flooring that can stand up to all the wear and tear that those pets definitely can dish out. The good news is that today there are literally dozens of products to choose from that can add style to your rooms but also stand up to those pets. Now, first step is you've got to start with a durable base. So you want to choose a type of flooring that's scratch resistant, waterproof, or water resistant, and of course, you got to make sure it looks good also.
Now, LL Flooring has a number of options, including scratch-resistant floors, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, or waterproof vinyl. So, for example, LL makes an engineered hardwood floor that's a part of the AquaSeal flooring line. Now, the AquaSeal floors have a water-resistant sort of locking technology, and they're specifically designed to help protect against accidents and other messes for up to 72 hours, 3 days. Of course, we'd strongly recommend you clean up the mess before that, but if you didn't, it would keep that water out for about 3 days. They're also durable, so they can stand up to heavy foot traffic for both pets and people, and they're easy to clean, which is, of course, another key quality of a pet-proof floor. Now, another way to go is rigid vinyl plank flooring. LL Flooring makes a product called Core Lux, which is 100% waterproof, and it's got an enhanced wear layer that's going to defend it against scratches and scuffs and stains. And both of these types of flooring come in a wide variety of colors and styles that can be seen along with hundreds of other options if you use the Floor Finder tool at llflooring.com.
Les, let's talk about all that fur. I mean, people are like, the dogs make a mess with their scratchy feet, but they also shed a lot of hair. So AquaSeal and Corlux floors, they can handle that wear and tear that your pets are dishing out. But with all that shedding, you got to start thinking like a decorator. So here's a trick. If possible, try to match the color of the room's fabrics and or flooring to your pet's fur color. I mean, it's not going to stop the pet from shedding, but you're not going to notice it as much.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, if you've got a black dog and you've got a white rug, you're going to vacuum a lot. I mean, it's crazy. And if you've got multiple pets, maybe different color pets, different fur, a multicolor pattern for the upholstery or the rugs, that's definitely the best way to hide all the hair in between vacuuming.
Yeah, you know, we're taking care of our son's pet. We got a visitor for the summer. He's with the grandparents, and his name is Kenny, and he is exactly the color of our hardwood floors. I mean, exactly. It's sort of a medium brown. In fact, when he lays down, and I'm like, he blends in with the floor. And we've noticed this over the summer that when he does shed, we really don't see it. But man, when you use the vacuum, the bag's like full, but you didn't at least have to see all that fur. It does, yeah. They kind of, especially in the hot summer, they shed a lot. Now, you can check out all the pet-proof flooring that LL Flooring makes at llflooring.com. And at moneypit.com/contest, you can enter our Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest, and you can win $1,000 worth of flooring from LL Flooring, along with a $50 gift card to pick up some treats for your pet at Chewy. Again, that's moneypit.com/contest. We're going to pick three winners. Every winner is going to get $1,000 of flooring and that gift card from Chewy.
Kathy in Arizona is on the line and needs some help cleaning the garage. What can we do for you?
Well, we bought this house last fall, and the garage floor is, I'm sure, grease from the cars, but I don't know how to clean it up. I'm just wondering if I can do that myself or if I've got to hire somebody to do that.
I think you can do it yourself. What you want to do is pick up some trisodium phosphate. It's known as TSP. You'll see it in the hardware store or paint aisle of a home center. Mix that up into a paste-like consistency and cover the area of the stain. Let it sit for a while and then wash it out. Now, old oil stains are among the most difficult to take up, but it will brighten it up a bit. And if you want it to be cleaner than that, what I would do is I would wash the floor, let it dry really well, and then paint it. You could use an epoxy painting, garage floor painting system. It's a two-part epoxy that's chemical cured. So you mix the two parts of the paint together, you apply it to the floor, then you wait an hour or two, and it basically hardens right up for you. And then it'll be a lot easier to clean after that.
Okay, but so I can still put that epoxy over if I don't get all this grease up?
No, once you clean up the grease, as I mentioned, the grease may be up, but it might still be stained. And if you wanted to make it look nicer, then you could paint it.
Yeah, because the beginning part of this kit is usually like an etching compound that sort of prepares the floor to receive the coating. So if you can just get the actual grease off, even though the stain is there, it'll prepare it so that it will adhere to it.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, we're here to lend a hand, so give us a call. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you really want to find the best pro for your job. Now, you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app, so download it today. Coming up, redecorating a kid's room can be fun. It's really a creative adventure for you and for your kid. So we're going to share three things that can help make your project a success next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people Phillip trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Now, Ronnie in Atlanta needs some help figuring out why her ceiling gets wet. She says it's been ridiculously hot, so we run our air conditioning a lot. My problem is that I get leaks coming out of the AC ducts in the ceiling, and the hotter it gets, the worse it gets. What can I do to fix this?
So what's going on here is simply a problem of condensation. So the warmer the air gets in your house, the more moisture it holds. And when that warm, moist air strikes a cold surface, it releases its moisture. So I'm going to suspect that your ducts above these areas where they're leaking are not insulated or not insulated well enough. And so you're getting moisture that's forming in the attic space. It's forming on the outside of the ducts and the registers, and it's dripping straight through. So the solution is pretty straightforward here, Ronnie, and that is for you to insulate around those ducts. There's different types of duct wrap insulation that can work, but if you insulate them, you'll keep that hot, warm air from getting to the outside of the duct, and then you'll stop that condensation from forming and dripping through to your ceiling. And you can put away that umbrella once and for all.
I was going to say, finally, you can take off the raincoat. Jeez. All right, Ronnie.
Well, whether you're creating a kid's room for a new arrival or updating a space for kids who insist that they're not little anymore, working on a child's room can be a fun and creative adventure. Leslie's got three suggestions that can help make sure your project is a success in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, first of all, the trick is that you've got to go in knowing the parameters of what you can spend, the smarts of material selection, and how you can make that space safe, healthy, even adaptable as your child grows. Now, believe it or not, it is possible to combine coolness and practicality, safety and organization for a room that both you and your child are going to love. Now, you also have to think about how many kids are using the space now, how many kids are going to be in the space in the near future, the next 2 to 5 years, how old are your kids, what age landmarks are they hitting in that room in the next few years. So is it a baby going to a preschooler, grade schooler, tween, tween to teen, etc.? And finally, what activities are you hoping to accommodate in that room? Is it sleeping and homework? You know, they hate to do homework, and so definitely put it in the bedroom because they will always go to it there. They also have to include space for playing, maybe arts and crafts or some sporting goods storage. Whatever it is, you have to figure out how your child is going to feel comfortable in that space and grow into that space and grow with that space. Now, if you think through these ideas with your child or kids or however many people are in that space, you know, even have them be involved in the design decisions. You know, of course, show options that you like all of them, not like, oh, haha, I'll pick this one nice one and this one ugly one, and they'll totally pick the nice one. No, they're going to pick the ugly one. It just happens. So put out things that you like, everything that's in the right price point, and say, like, do you like this or this? Let them be involved because it's a lot of fun for them to be involved in the process, helping with paint color, all that stuff. I just let my son pick the paint color for his room. And if you have time, look up Benjamin Moore Green Bay. It's Green Bay Packers green. It's okay. Really bizarre in a bedroom, but he loves it.
Yeah, you're going to add some yellow to that? Isn't that their other color?
No, I added it. I did like one alcove in the green, and I did the rest sort of in like a mushroomy, taupey beige with a lot of white.
Right.
And then I added in a lot of white frames on that green wall. But he goes, I love sleeping in the pickle. Sleeping in the pickle. That's what my child said. So maybe don't let them pick the paint color 100%.
Hey, listen, it could have been worse.
Truly. If you want some more tips, guys, check out Create a Kids Room That Will Grow With Your Child on MoneyPit.com.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. If you've got questions about your projects, we've got answers 24/7. You can reach us at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoxford. President Biden has authorized an additional 1,000 U.S. troops for deployment to Afghanistan.
The president's decision raises to roughly 5,000 the number of U.S. troops to ensure what he called an orderly and safe drawdown of American and allied personnel. U.S. troops will also help in the evacuation of Afghans who worked with the military during the nearly two-decade war. The move comes just weeks before the U.S. military is scheduled to complete its withdrawal from Afghanistan and with Taliban militants taking over much of the country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Haiti's Civil Protection Agency says at least 300 people have been killed, nearly 2,000 injured or missing after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck early Saturday. Search and rescue efforts are underway, as are relief efforts, and hospitals reporting they're being swamped by victims. Meanwhile, on the COVID front, the Delta variant of the coronavirus is keeping infections growing across the country.
For the third straight week, Florida has set a new record with an average of over 21,000 a day. In Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey issued a state of emergency as hospitals there face a surge in COVID-19 cases. And in Oregon, Governor Kate Brown is calling on the National Guard
to support our hospitals overstretched by patients during the Delta surge. I'm deploying 500 Oregon National Guard members initially to hospitals across the state.
Brown's order came on the same day the state tied a record low for available beds in the ICU. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, the tour bus bound for Niagara Falls from Hudson Valley, upstate New York, rolled over earlier Saturday and on the New York State Thruway, injuring some 50 people. There were 57 on board, including some children. More news and analysis, townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Minnesota regulators say there have been more releases of drilling fluid along the Line 3 oil pipeline construction route than previously reported.
According to the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, there were 28 releases at 12 river crossing locations from June 8th to August 5th. In one instance, about 80 gallons of fluid entered the Willow River in Aitkin County. Drilling fluid is made mostly of bentonite clay and water. It's not considered toxic, but can impact aquatic life.
Jeremy House adds that Minnesota Public Radio reported the agency disclosed details about the releases in a letter to Democrat state lawmakers who requested the information. A firefighting plane from Russia crashed earlier Saturday in a mountainous area in southern Turkey, killing the 8 crew members on board, 5 Russian and 3 Turkish citizens. This townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The city of Philadelphia has ordered all unvaccinated city employees to double mask at all times.
City employees are required to get vaccinated against COVID-19, but those who aren't by September the 1st will have to wear a cloth mask over a disposable or surgical mask at all times while working on site. All incoming city employees must be vaccinated as a condition of their employment. More than 60% of the city's population is fully vaccinated, and nearly 80% are partially vaccinated. Patrick Frost reporting.
A valve issue has grounded Boeing's Starliner astronaut capsule as it was returned to its Florida hangar for more extensive repairs. The Starliner was poised to blast off on a repeat test flight to the International Space Station last week when the trouble was discovered. Moisture in the air had somehow infiltrated 13 valves in the capsule's propulsion system. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. So much going on, was happening in Afghanistan, an absolute travesty. What is happening right now, happened at 4 in the morning, you probably missed it, $3.5 trillion blueprint has been let go and now will begin to be filled out by Democrats. Republicans, they all voted against it, it doesn't matter. That's what happens when you lose the Senate and the House and the presidency. Jamie Metzl on the origin of the pandemic is coming up shortly. George Pataki, the last governor of New York to leave under his own power and not under scandal, the governor George Pataki on the exit of Governor Cuomo, which brings me to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's big three.
Number three.
I'm sorry. I mean, I know people must like to have their individual freedom and not be told to do something, but I think we're in such a serious situation now that under certain circumstances, mandates should be done.
Exactly. So serious. Like, we haven't been doing this for a year and a half. Why does anyone listen to Anthony Fauci? The variant that's dividing America, again, the mask mandate, vaccine demands at the workplace causes to argue this out around the country and around the world, even in the police state where it was created, China.
Number two.
We are moving on to a second track, which will make generational transformation in these areas. Once this bill is complete, the Senate will immediately turn to the second track in our two-track strategy.
This is unbelievable. Infrastructure deal done. But not just one. Senate Dems passed the $3.5 trillion outline. While the first bill is debatable, the second is a flat-out destructive, devastating approach to up our taxes and spread out our spending and destroy the American dream.
Number one.
New York tough means New York loving.
and I love New York. The best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing.
You think so?
And therefore, that's what I'll do.
Right. Goodbye. Down goes Cuomo. Stunning. The media darling, celebrity heartthrob, leaves the governor's mansion in disgrace. The details, the trouble that remains in his comeback, which I believe is already in the works. But the number one story in America, we could talk about different things that have different days in which their priority is the greatest, but nothing really matters more than this pandemic and where it started. It's hard to ignore the fact that guess who's experienced this variant? China. Even though they lie about their numbers and only admit to 4,000 losing their lives, they're now jailing people for allowing this variant to take root in China in so many different provinces. Do you believe this? Jamie Metzl probably does, a member of the WHO Advisory Committee, senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, and former national security official in the Clinton administration. Jamie, welcome back.
Thanks, Brian. Happy to be with you.
First, some defining words. What's your take on this variant? Many are pointing to how the Delta variant fell off a cliff in India, thankfully, and in the UK, and say in about 2 weeks that'll be the case here. Do you believe that?
Probably, because these viruses, they have natural rhythms, and so they get better and worse, and that's why we talk about waves. We should still be very, very concerned about the Delta variant. It's far more transmissible. The death rates, particularly for unvaccinated people, are dangerously high. But I do think that it will get better, and nobody really understands why. But it's something about the rhythm of how this virus is burning through populations, and not all of us are equally susceptible to it. So I think it's quite likely that we'll see a drop, but that doesn't mean it's a drop forever. It just means that it's a drop for now, and as long as we do all the right things and everybody gets vaccinated and we have the precautions and people are careful with social distancing and masks, hopefully we can continue, we'll get good news and continue it.
Absolutely. So look at this variant in particular. I guess you were not surprised to see this story that in China there are arresting officials that allowed the variant to, they say, spread. Arresting officials for allowing this to spread?
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of pressure on these government officials, and it's really tough because they have to try to do the right thing, but they're always under threat. And so most of the time, Chinese officials are basically pressurized to sweep everything under the carpet. I mean, they have a dysfunctional system in many ways, but they have an authoritarian system that allows the authorities to make big, fast decisions. And we're seeing a lot of the pathologies of what went wrong in China, not just for things that are happening in China, but as you know, Brian, and I know you share this view, there are real questions about how this pandemic started. And so all of the suffering that we're experiencing in the United States and around the world is in many ways connected to the dangerous pathologies of the Chinese state.
Yeah, 31 provinces have infections right now. China's punished more than 40 local officials for that, 47 to be total. In the capital of Jiangsu, I'm sure I mispronounced that, 15 officials were held accountable for allowing infections to spread at an airport, that according to a statement. So they just immediately set, you know, actually quarantine people against their will sometimes, and now they're jailing officials for allowing something to spread, which they may have started. A person joining and may have never left your side of this argument that the origin was there and it was a lab leak, intentional or not, is Robert Redfield. He was on with Martha McCallum yesterday. Listen to this.
We have seen growing evidence to support that this this, in fact, was a consequence of a laboratory leak. So I continue to believe, of the two hypotheses, that the laboratory leak is the most likely origin of this virus. It's, in a way, tragic, because you would then say that this pandemic was caused, in a way, by science, not necessarily by nature. And I think I'm very disheartened when I've seen how the scientific community failed to approach both hypotheses with an open mind. I mean, I was very rapidly sidelined, threatened, and, you know, really put on sort of outed, because somehow I believed as a virologist that this virus may have come from the laboratory.
Jamie, that's the CDC director.
Yep.
I mean,
I agree with everything he said. I think that we don't know for sure the origins of the pandemic, but I've said from very early on, it seems more likely than not it comes from a lab incident. I know Brian, you and many of your listeners are conservatives. I'm a progressive Democrat. I've been also saying since day one, this is really serious. It probably, I would say, but even you could say possibly comes from a lab. We need to be seriously examining both hypotheses, the mainstream media, the science journals, for all of last year, really in many ways prevented or at least avoided that kind of serious consideration. It's great that we're doing it now. We're in the middle of toward the end of the 90-day intelligence review that President Biden has mandated, and we need to be doing everything possible to get to the bottom of the origins question, and China is doing everything possible to prevent that, and that's why we need to push with everything we've got, both the United States government and our allies and partners around the world.
Jamie, I don't see it happening. Do you see enough out of the Biden administration to make you think that they feel the urgency that you feel and concluded what you've concluded?
So I don't know the answer to that question, but this full 90-day intelligence review is something that our government has never done. In spite of what President Trump was saying last year about the origins of the pandemic, no intelligence review of this magnitude was ever authorized until now. So that's certainly very positive. But then the question is, well, what happens when this report comes out, which will probably be at the end of this month or at the latest, the beginning of September? And that'll be the real moment of how far do we push. I was at the United States Senate last week, and I was giving a briefing organized by Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas and Kirsten Gillibrand from New York. And what I said, well, here are the next steps. Nationally, we need to continue the Biden intelligence review beyond the 90 days. We need to establish a bipartisan national COVID commission looking at many things, including origins. Internationally, we need to support Dr. Tedros, the WHO chief, who has called for a full examination of origins in China and a full audit of the Wuhan lab. But we also need to set up a parallel, an alternate international investigation through some other mechanism other than the WHO, where China doesn't have veto power, because one thing has to be absolutely clear. We cannot give China a veto over whether or not we fully investigate the origins of the worst pandemic in a century.
WHO needs $7.7 billion to help poor nations survive the Delta COVID variant. They really don't, they're not their own entity. They need global funding. Would you give it to them? Are they the ones that know how to get this vaccine to these underdeveloped nations?
Yeah, 100% yes. The WHO is not perfect. There are all kinds of shortcomings. We saw that in the earliest days of the pandemic, where many of us had wished the WHO could have been more forceful. And the WHO is governed by its states, and that creates a lot of problems. But if we didn't have the WHO, we would need to invent it. So we need the WHO. The job of getting the entire world vaccinated is a huge one, and this is an all-hands-on-deck moment. We also, and the United States should be leading in this, need to recognize that the global public health system is woefully insufficient, and we need to fix it. Just like past generations after the Second World War imagined what a better, safer world would look like, and we rallied our allies and partners around the world to build it. We need to do that now to build a safer world for not just for everyone, but for ourselves and everyone, because the pandemic has shown us how connected we are. What we're calling the Delta variant, we used to call the India variant, and it's not coincidental that the virus mutates and grows in big unvaccinated, under-vaccinated populations. So no one's safe until everyone is. We need the WHO to address that, to help us address that, and we need to work to make the WHO better and stronger.
Jamie Metzl with us. He's talking about the origins of this virus and where we need to go from here. So, Jamie, do you think we're going to be talking about variants for years? The Delta variant is just going to be on and on again. Okay, I can walk in a restaurant with a mask. I can't. What day is it? What time is it? Do I need to check the news in my phone to find out what's happening in what state? We just have to get used to this?
I fear that for now we do. Nobody likes this. This is a terrible way to live relative to the ways that we did before. But what are the things that we need to do? I know that you, Brian, and others are supporting vaccinations. There's a debate over whether they should be mandated or not, but I hope that we can all agree that vaccines help because people who get infected, if you're infected with the virus and you're vaccinated, your chance of dying is 1 in 1 million. If you get infected with the virus and you're not vaccinated, it's 1 in 50. So we know that these vaccines work. I hope that everybody and all of your listeners will very seriously consider getting vaccinated. But we need to protect ourselves. And this is it's much more significant threat than the flu or really anything else that we have seen at this mass scale. And we're going to have to start developing habits for now that protect us. Vaccination is one. If we need to wear masks, nobody likes it. They're extremely uncomfortable. But if we need to do it in some circumstances to protect ourselves or maybe more significantly to protect other people, I think we ought to do it. But we need to be having a conversation about what's the best way that we can address these challenges inclusively, because it won't work if a big chunk of the population feels that something is being done to them and they don't have a voice.
Yeah, you'll never be able to make someone take a medicine. I just don't ever see it in this country. Obviously, it's around the world. France, Australia, all throughout Europe, they're pushing back on this and berating people for not taking it. You know the American mindset. That just doesn't work. And I did get the vaccine as soon as I was eligible, but I do not feel comfortable telling people what to do. And I'm not going to urge them to do it, because I've had a friend directly over the last 2 weeks give it to his 17-year-old son, and he's got inflammation in the heart. If he listened, if I was the one to tell him, I just don't feel I'm worthy to be doing that or deserve that responsibility. And that's just...
I'll tell you what I did.
That's what I did.
No, and I think it's fair. And I think that saying what you did, and certainly that's also what I did, and presenting the information fairly so that people can draw their own conclusions based on the information that they have. But I, at least for one, as someone who's really spent a lot of time looking into this, I think that if you can, that yes, that people have been harmed by all kinds of health care, and any surgery has a risk. Everything that we do has some risk. But I can say with absolute confidence for myself that we have much more to fear from the virus than we do from the vaccine. And if you believe, as I do, that this most likely comes from a lab in China, where they were very likely doing all kinds of research designed to make these scary viruses scarier, there's a lot to be worried about. And we have these vaccines. We know that they work. We know that they're safe, and it's a good idea.
Jamie Metzl, always valuable to talk to you, but you are much more qualified than me as a member of the WHO Advisory Committee and a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council. Jamie Metzl, thank you. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, George Pataki. He's going to be talking about this Cuomo scandal. He was the last governor to leave New York, but not defamed and not ousted. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Your calls, 1-866-408-7669, next.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting real gold and silver delivered to your home or about having real gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Services' newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling it?
She now needs next-day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
You took the ball and thought of me above.
Multiple Grammy Award-winning Christian artist Michael W. Smith is singing of his heavenly father, but it is his earthly father, Paul Smith, that was a huge source of inspiration in his career.
To continue to do it as long as I have, I think a lot of that has to do with my dad, honestly.
Now a father of five and grandfather of 16, Smith is honoring his father with a book called The Way of the Father, recounting how his father sacrificed so much, including giving up a promising baseball career to provide for his family. But it was his father's faith that inspired his son to not only pursue a music career, but to use it as a way to honor God.
He was the kindest man I've ever known. He had to be my dad. So he taught me a lot of what God's like.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Hotel.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. TikTok, it's the Chinese video sharing social media network known for short clips.
The last 9 or 10 months during this coronavirus pandemic, if you're like me, you've eaten a ton.
But the site could be giving vaping a platform among teen users. A recent study suggests TikTok reinforces positive attitudes toward vaping or e-cigarettes. For the study, researchers analyzed a sample of more than 800 TikTok videos. They found them using the 9 most viewed hashtag-based keywords to identify popular e-cigarette vaping-related videos. From the sample, 63% showed vaping in a positive light, 13% showed it negatively, and 27% were neutral. Researchers fear the more time spent on the social media platform, the more influenced young people will be to try the dangerous habit. The study was published in the journal Tobacco Control and conducted by Queensland University in Australia. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You have presidential powers to intervene in states like Texas and Florida where they are banning mask mandates?
I don't believe that I do thus far. We're checking that. But there are on federal workforce I can.
Yeah, I don't think you can. And just stay out of it. Don't even try it, President Biden. Bob, listen on FM News Talk 97.1 in St. Louis. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Brian. A few things. Let's go ahead and look at everything logically. As far as COVID goes, I got to ask several questions. Number one, when SARS had a 15% death rate, how come we weren't doing what we're doing now? Number two, 671,000 people unfortunately died from COVID in this country. The death rate, your chance of dying from COVID, 0.018%, and yet we shut the whole country down. I'm sorry, I'm 73. I have not gotten a shot. My wife has a low immunity system. She can't get the shot. And the thing is, that's my prerogative, whether I get it or not. The blue mask that everybody's wearing is a government control device because it's been shown medically they're absolutely useless. The second thing, as far as Republicans go, the do-nothing party, and I'm a Republican, okay, is this. They go ahead and you ask the question, did they get enough? They automatically did not get enough because even if they got the whole $1.2 trillion, what they wanted, they're losing $3.2 trillion. That's a no-brainer. You got messed up, man.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's so aggravating and in your face is that the things they negotiated out were actually put in a bill that was introduced hours later. And that happened at 4 in the morning today. But it was just the blueprint. Joe Manchin says we're not in a Great Depression or Great Recession. We can't afford to spend like we are.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
House Call for Health. Americans are reacting following the CDC's decision to revisit their indoor mask recommendations following a surge in COVID-19 cases. The health agency is now asking Americans in high-risk areas for COVID to mask up regardless of vaccination status. Their new guidance this week comes as hospitalizations and cases continue to rise as a result of the highly transmissible Delta variant. People in New York City offering their thoughts on a policy changing yet again.
As a person with autoimmune disease, I think that I should probably wear a mask indoors now.
Well, it would depend on the ventilation in the venue indoors.
I think it's a good idea because it's better safe than sorry. You know, you never know what happens. So.
The CDC is also recommending that students and staff wear masks when heading back to school for in-person learning. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Thank you.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I've always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Marion, Illinois employee of Cracker Barrel, whose beautiful voice took the nation by storm, makes today's Dean's List. Miranda Joy Wilmer, who's worked at the well-known restaurant for nearly 20 years, went viral when she sang Happy Birthday to a customer over the summer.
Happy birthday to you.
Jared Gravett was the birthday boy, and he shared the video on TikTok with the caption, TikTok, find this girl and please make her famous. Best birthday song ever. Miranda says she's gotten so much attention because of the video, but she's always been a local singer. The servers know she can sing, so if there's a birthday, she belts it out for the table to make the customer feel special. Miranda says she'll keep on singing because it makes her and her customers very happy. Miranda of Marion, Illinois, you made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
And there is a difference between alleged improper conduct and concluding sexual harassment. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not to say that there are not 11 women who I truly offended. There are. And for that, I deeply, deeply apologize.
But I believe that Governor Cuomo had his lawyer talk first, him talk second, and then resign, and then give his resume because he wants to come back another day. George Pataki knows all about that. Three successful terms as governor of New York, who left under his own power, unlike Eliot Spitzer, who replaced him, unlike Governor Patterson, who replaced Spitzer, and unlike Governor Cuomo, who replaced a disgraced Governor Patterson. Governor Pataki, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show. What do you think about yesterday's events?
Thank you, Brian. First of all, thank God he's gone, or at least he's going. You know, it was inevitable. The handwriting was on the wall. Andrew Cuomo had to leave. And if he hadn't resigned, he would have been impeached. And I think cooler heads got to him. It wasn't his intent to resign, but he would have been impeached. So this was the only course he had, so he resigned. But, Brian, I have to tell you, even his resignation comments I thought were just unapologetic in larger form. He just didn't acknowledge responsibility, and he had his lawyers specifically go after the victims before he got up there to talk. And it wasn't a remorseful, you know, this is a sad day. It's more, I'm a victim of a political witch hunt, and that is simply untrue. He had to go.
Yeah, I mean, victim of what? It's a Democratic state. I mean, there's nobody out to get him. They want him to get a fourth term. He was doing everything they wanted, including increasing taxes.
Oh, it was just dreadful what he was doing. Forget about, for the moment, the horrible allegations that the Attorney General found true of the sexual harassment. He was destroying the state, the highest tax state in America, crime going through the roof, mentally ill homeless roaming the streets of New York City, jobs moving out constantly. It was just an absolute horror. So we are changing the governor, but it's not just the governor that has to change. We have to change the direction of this state if New York's going to have a good future.
You talk about not taking responsibility. Here's an example. Cut six.
I am a fighter, and my instinct is to fight through this controversy because I truly believe it is politically motivated. I believe it is unfair and it is untruthful. And I believe it demonizes behavior that is unsustainable for society. If I could communicate the facts through the frenzy, New Yorkers would understand. I believe that.
So he not only is he leaving against his will, he's just leaving because there's no political way forward. I believe he's coming back, or else he wouldn't be talking like that.
Brian, you're right. He blames it all on politics, which is nonsense. And he says he's a fighter. Everybody who's dealt with his administration knows he's more of a bully than a fighter. You know, there's a big difference between someone who fights for what's right and someone who creates a toxic work environment and is a bully and a thug towards everybody who disagrees with him. And that's the legacy of Andrew Cuomo. And it wasn't political. The Attorney General James is an elected Democratic official. She's the one who conducted a fair and detailed investigation that found those 11 victims totally credible. But I think, I fear, you may have some validity there that he's looking to come back. You know, hey, Anthony Weiner was convicted of a felony and came back and actually ran for office. He lost, thank God, but I can see it happening with Andrew Cuomo as well. And by resigning instead of impeaching, being impeached, he keeps that option available.
Absolutely. So just give you an idea, Governor Pataki, you had three terms. He was going for a fourth. It's not going to happen, at least yet. His economic development excesses, including the Buffalo Billions, right? $15 million for a film hub in Syracuse. That fell flat on his face, and the person in charge of it ended up in jail. Remember, he got rid of fracking and the potential it would have done for upstate New York and for people around the country listening. Upstate New York is very rural, very Iowa-like. They desperately need some economic activity. He stopped that. He stopped the pipeline. He put the Indian nuclear power plant sidelined, even though they were giving a third of power to the entire state. We know also he raised taxes. He kept a millionaire tax hike in place, and he wondered why people are leaving. He also talked about this startup program, gives tax benefits to attract local businesses. He ends up begging big businesses to come back. It ends up being a total flop. This guy was failure after failure.
That's exactly right, Brian. His economic policies, to the extent they had any coercion, were all the wrong-headed. You know, raise taxes, increase regulation, ban the opportunity to access natural resources. And the programs that he did have, like the Buffalo Billions, were rife with corruption, didn't create the jobs he hoped, and some of the key players ended up in jail, including one of his closest associates. So this is not just this one scandal that made the Andrew Cuomo a failure as governor. It's his entire term. Look at the crime in New York City, and not just New York City, across the state. Yes, de Blasio has been an awful mayor, but it's Andrew Cuomo who passed all those so-called criminal justice reform that turns criminals loose on the street. You get arrested by the police for a felony, unless it's a certain type of felony, you're back out on the street the same day. And the criminals know that. And look at the mentally ill homeless. The governor's done nothing to deal with that. And you know, your offices are just down the street from mine, and we're both in the city, and you can see the empty office buildings, and the quality of life just has declined so much. Yes, de Blasio has been a terrible, awful mayor, but Cuomo's been an awful governor, and now I hope people have a chance to understand that this isn't a fighter, this is a thug. It was appropriate. This is the time that he needed. He should have gone a long time ago, but thank God he's leaving now. And, Brian, we haven't even talked about the nursing homes. That investigation must continue. At least 15,000 unnecessary deaths because of his ridiculous policy that everybody called him out on day one and he wouldn't change. That needs to be investigated. Was that a consequence of campaign contributions, lobbyist influence? Why did he do that?
Absolutely. Governor, can you tell me why he did that? Some say that, well, you know, he wanted to keep the hospitals from overflowing, so he took infected patients and put them back in nursing homes. Was there a financial benefit you get or the state gets from putting people back in nursing homes?
I think it was nonsense that he was worried about the hospitals because he had the Javits Center that was retrofitted by the Trump administration that had hundreds and hundreds of available beds that were never used. He had the USS Comfort that the president sent to New York retrofitted to deal with COVID patients, never used it. So he had all this empty space that could have been used. I don't know if it was financial, if it was campaigns, if it was lobbying influence, but it was so wrong that no one defended it except himself. And as we know, Brian, his chief of staff, acknowledged in a conference call, they intentionally lied about the numbers of nursing home deaths because they're afraid of a federal investigation. Now, he's resigning, but that's not good enough. Right. This needs to be investigated, and we need to understand why this happened.
And I'm talking to Governor George Pataki, three-term governor of New York, the last Republican to hold the position and leave at the end of his term. Everybody else has been left in shame. Governor, when his first comment to you that got him in political trouble was on 9/11 afterwards, they said, oh, Governor Pataki, did, and I'll paraphrase, is hold Rudy Giuliani's coat. How inappropriate was that? What was your reaction to it? He paid a price.
I just couldn't help but laugh because it's classic Andrew Cuomo. You know, he has to be in front of the camera. He has to be in charge. He has to be the one who's taking credit, whether he deserves it or not. And it's not about the kind of job you do. It's about whether you can get in front of the camera and get accolades and credit. And that's Andrew Cuomo. That was him during COVID. He was on the camera every day. And, in fact, he did a decent job with that. But he was, in the meantime, every one of his policies was making COVID a lot worse in New York. But that's classic Andrew Cuomo. It's about you getting the press, you being the famous one, you're the one in charge, and not about whether or not you do a good job. I am very proud of what myself and our team did on September 11th and for days and weeks and months thereafter. You go to Lower Manhattan today, that is a result of our efforts, and I'm proud of that. Maybe I wasn't on camera every day the way Andrew Cuomo was. Maybe I didn't get a $5 million book deal, but I did what was right for the people of New York and the people of America, and I'm proud of that.
You didn't get praise like this. Cut 12.
New York's Andrew Cuomo has become an outspoken voice in this crisis with his blunt and sobering assessments.
You were there for us, and I go, ooh, he's smart, and you were honest.
You expose a lot of your own vulnerabilities.
A very buzzed about topic about you is your love life.
You've been commended for your clear and your calm leadership.
Congratulations, Andrew, on your much-deserved Founders Award.
You and your brother Chris tied as the most desirable men in New York.
Is it true that this was the swab that the nurse was actually using? In scale, this was the actual swab that was being used.
I was going to be nice and sweet.
I just want a yes, no.
And this is while he was working on a $5 million book deal and being hailed as the anti-Trump hero.
You know, it's just I find it hard to listen to all that, but that's the media. You know, they never dug beyond the superficial, beyond his press conference. They didn't look at what he was doing with nursing homes. They didn't look at how he was not allowing private companies to engage in testing when people were desperate to find out if they were COVID positive. He didn't allow COVID positive patients voluntarily to be isolated, so they got sent back to their small apartment in the Bronx with seven people living in the same apartment to infect the rest of the families, because he didn't listen to the health experts. But he was on TV every morning, and he was writing a book that he got $5 million for every afternoon. I fault the press for this. Obviously, Andrew Cuomo is more concerned about him than he was about the people of New York, and that's just awful. But I also fault the press for just looking at a press conference as opposed to what he was doing. They should have. If they had, they would have known better.
Believe me, we tried, and we did, and they basically wouldn't even call on Fox people or New York Post writers.
Brian, that's luxury. Right. Brian, that's right. You guys did. You tried really hard, but you were cut off, and the rest of the media didn't care. And that is also a black eye to the media, that when important questions are being asked but won't be answered, the rest of the media, whether they agree with your approach or not, should stand with you. They didn't.
I never see anything like it. Governor, he famously rebuilt the Tappan Zee Bridge and named it after his dad. You beat his dad to get the governor's mansion. Do you believe that name should be changed and taken off that bridge?
Oh, you know, there are much bigger issues facing New York than the naming of a bridge. You know, I often thought that he'd name the major landfill where New York City's trash was taken after me, but he never got around to that. But so that doesn't bother me one way or the other. That was just another example of ego that he had. But the policies, the actual changing of the tax structure so that we don't drive people out of the state, changing the criminal justice system so we can be safe, having an intelligent approach to sending kids back to school in just a few weeks, these are all things that need to be focused on. And the name of the bridge, you know, down the road, anybody can name it after anybody they want. That's not what matters to me.
Got it. Lee Zeldin, for me, has the best resume. And by the way, you came out of nowhere to establish your resume as a legitimate governor, three-term governor. So Lee Zeldin, a veteran, served in the military. He's won in a purple area on Long Island. He's from Suffolk County. He is has a real ear to the New York Jewish community in Manhattan, which usually goes to the Democrat. Here's what he said about Kathy Hochul, who will be taking over. She's currently lieutenant governor. Cut 17.
From one scandal to the next, the lieutenant governor, Andrew Cuomo's lieutenant, had nothing to say. She was silent. I saw it firsthand where an embrace of the intimidation, harassment, abuse that was Andrew Cuomo's claim to fame. And he believed that New York loves their emperor governors. He would rule by fear. And Kathy Hochul looked up to it, and she ended up ascending to lieutenant governor and now governor following it.
Two things. Does Lee Zeldin have a shot? And do you share his assessment of Kathy Hochul?
Well, first of all, I think Lee Zeldin is tremendous. His record in the military, in the legislature, I think is just tremendous, particularly his military record and what he did in Albany and standing up to Cuomo when he was in the legislature there. But there are going to be a lot of candidates, Brian. I like Lee very much, but this is going to be wide open. And with respect to Kathy Hochul, let me say, I think we should give her a chance. You know, she needs to hit the ground running. I mean, I'm a Republican, but we have these crises, the economic crisis, the tax crisis, the empty office buildings, the mentally ill homeless, the crime through the roof. And I would hope when she takes office, she calls the legislature back in September and has an agenda that shows that she is going to change the direction of this state. Let's give her that chance. Will she do it? I don't know. I certainly hope so for the future of the state. If she doesn't, then I don't think she would be reelected. But I'll tell you, this is New York, Brian. There are right now dozens and dozens of political people talking to their families and their consultants, plotting how they're going to run for governor. Whether it's a Democratic socialist running to the left of her in a primary, de Blasio, he can run on the platform that I screwed up New York City. Now I can screw up New York State, but he may actually run in a Democratic primary. And I'm sure there will be other Republicans besides Lee Zeldin out there. Lee, I very much like him as a person. But at this point, I think it's far too early to say that any one person is the right candidate.
Governor George Pataki, thanks so much. The 53rd governor of New York State. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, Brian. Great being on with you.
You got it. When we come back, I'll open up the calls. I see you up there from Orlando to New York City. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Mojo would swallow things whole. A chicken carcass, a bird nest, and assorted stones and sticks. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing a bit of hair right off of his legs.
DinoVite.com.
On the DinoVite, all of these symptoms disappeared.
DinoVite is nutrition.
If you love your dog, you need to put him on DinoVite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
So sorry. We'll be right with you.
Hey, who's got table six?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Journey fans are ready to do this. Journey's newly revamped lineup will perform at the 2021 edition of Chicago's annual Lollapalooza Festival, according to guitarist Neil Sean. Saying he was dying to get on stage again, Sean broke the news to rock DJ legend Eddie Trunk back in December, then reconfirmed the news this week with a tweet saying, "Chicago, it's on. See you there at Lollapalooza." A video from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot confirmed that the festival would return to the city's Grant Park this year after being forced by the COVID-19 pandemic to convert to online performances in 2020. Trunk mentioned to Sean that Journey were an unusual choice for the largely alternative hip-hop and electronic music-minded festival during their December interview. The guitarist replied, "I can guarantee you with the new blood in the band, when we get together for 2 weeks of rehearsals before that show, we will be the new alternative." Laura Ingle, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Are you looking to quit smoking but not sure how to go about doing it? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says you might benefit from a Quitline. It's free over-the-phone coaching. Gerald is a Quitline coach.
You might talk to someone who will get some information from you, or you might talk to a Quit coach from the beginning. They'll ask you a few starting questions, things like which state you live in, how much you smoke, and if you've tried to quit before, so they can make sure you get the help you need along with the services your state offers. Then they'll connect you with a Quit coach who will help you put together your own personal quit plan.
They provide similar services from your doctor or sometimes can be a good complement to your doctor's care. They can direct you to websites and apps or whether to use quit smoking medication or how to deal with cravings and withdrawal. They're located throughout the United States and many have bilingual services. You can reach a quit line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, guys, it was a big day here in New York as Andrew Cuomo announced that he's resigning as governor. During his remarks, he said it was best that he step aside. And then every woman in the room took two steps aside.
A little bit different than some of the guffawing and the fan girling thing that we're witnessing from all the late night hosts. Eric, listening in Orlando. Eric, WDBO is the place. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brian. Great to hear you today. As you know, I am in Florida, and my wife is a respiratory therapist here. And DBO, during your commercial, just ran a story that the CDC mistakenly combined 3 days of Florida's COVID reporting into one report. But they're deciding if they're going to rescind or not. I can tell you from experience that 85% of the people that are in the hospital right now are vaccinated. The deaths are way down, and from what the professionals here are saying, that's because they know what they're doing now. They're using hydroxychloroquine and other drugs. They're not intubating people. Intubation was killing people. COVID affects
your oxygenation. It's so weird, Eric. I hear you. I hear you, but I just hear this other story that Florida is looking to buy or ask the government for ventilators. I'm thinking, why ventilators? Haven't we learned that that is the last-ditch effort?
That might not be for COVID. They haven't told you stuff. Maybe we are looking to buy them. But I agree. I agree with my governor. Until they get this I'm going to paraphrase him, but until they get this border under control, because there's videos of the border agents, they're just taking temperatures, and that's it. Until they get the border under control, we should just save the COVID talk. They're telling me to wear a mask while they're letting people just pour in through this border.
Gotcha, Eric. Thanks so much. Appreciate all of you out there and your emails. I'll get to them. Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Attention business owners, listen carefully to this important message. Are you tired of struggling with monthly bookkeeping or always being behind? Maybe you're fed up with paying your CPA ridiculously high hourly rates for subpar services. At FinancePal, we know your pain. We're small business owners who understand your tax and accounting needs. At FinancePal, we take over your books and design a program custom tailored to fit your needs. Whether it's bookkeeping, payroll, bill pay, inventory tracking, or taxes, we have you covered. We handle some or all of these services for one flat, affordable, low monthly fee. Stop worrying about your books and drowning in paperwork. Let us worry while you focus on growing your business. The setup is easy, and we give you the tools and technology to make your monthly finances streamlined and organized. Call now at 800-509-1325 for a free business assessment. That's 800-509-1325. 800-509-1325. Finance Pal, the only friend your business needs.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. The United States is offering assistance to Haiti following this weekend's deadly earthquake.
President Biden authorized an immediate response and named USAID Administrator Samantha Power as the senior official coordinating the American effort to help Haiti. USAID will help to assess damage and assist in rebuilding. The president said he was saddened by the devastating earthquake, offered his condolences, and called the United States a close and enduring friend to the people of Haiti. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Townhall.com has an ongoing partnership with the Christian relief organization Food for the Poor, which distributes food and essentials to remote sections of Haiti where food distribution is cut off. Listeners who want to help in the crisis this weekend can visit our companion website, srnnews.com. Click on the Give Food, Give Hope banner on the homepage to donate. Taliban militants seized Jalalabad, cutting off Kabul to the east. The insurgents seizing the city after elders negotiated the fall of the government there. Sunday's seizure comes amid rapid gains by the Taliban over the last week, pressuring Afghanistan's central government as U.S., British, and Canadian forces are rushing troops in to help diplomatic staffs leave the country. Republican Governors Ron DeSantis of Florida, Greg Abbott of Texas, encountering mounting challenges in their quest to ban mandates requiring masks in schools. DeSantis says the state law protects a parent's right to choose if their child should wear a mask in school.
Our policy, based on the parent's Bill of Rights, is this is the parent's decision under Florida law at this point. Now, this is a new law that was just signed. It wasn't necessarily in effect last year.
President Biden, meanwhile, extending support by phone, calling one of the superintendents in Florida challenging DeSantis, saying he commended their leadership and courage to do the right thing. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain.
I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Halbert, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Europe recording record heat.
Several countries are enduring the hottest days in several years. In Spain, 116 degrees Saturday, while several cities in Italy reported 115. Such readings very rare for Europe. Authorities say only the strongest people dared to go outside, and many of those were people who did so only to take photos of public thermometers displaying the rocketing temps. Jason Walker reporting.
The latest terrorism alert bulletin from the Department of Homeland Security warns the upcoming 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks could inspire violent attacks by terrorists. A National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin that was issued Friday does not cite any specific threats, but the bulletin from the Homeland Security says the U.S. is in a, quote, heightened threat environment, unquote. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. All right, so who's smarter, righties or lefties?
An appropriate question, maybe, since Friday marked International Left-Handers Day. With a long list of famous left-handed people, including Leonardo da Vinci, Isaac Newton, Benjamin Franklin, and Ronald Reagan, it might be easy to believe that left-handed people are, in fact, smarter. But some studies find it hard to find a right conclusion. Researchers at the University of Athens found a negligible difference between the intelligence of left-handed and right-handed people. Left-handed people make up about 10% of the population. Patrick Foss reporting.
On the Sunday talk show, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken makes two stops. It's ABC's This Week and NBC's Meet the Press. On CBS's Face the Nation, New York Lieutenant Governor, soon-to-be Governor Kathy Hochul, along with Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise. And Fox News Sundays has Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. More at townhall.com.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi. Join the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReadingColt45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
Fox News Radio Studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. Tucker Carlson will join me shortly. His book, already a bestseller on the Amazon list, The Long Slide, 30 Years in American Journalism. He'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. Michael Loftus, one of the funniest comedians in America today, back on the road. What's it like trying to fill up these theaters, writing for sitcoms, at the same time knowing that tomorrow they could be saying, we're closed? And that's just one of the challenges of making a living on stage as a stand-up comedian. Even when you get to his level, Michael Loftus shortly, and he does this horrible thing called, I'm a Trump supporter and not embarrassed about it. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
No one will ever describe my administration as a toxic work environment. No one has named, who is named as anything, doing anything unethical in the report will remain in my administration. There'll be turnover. There'll be turnover. My administration will be fully transparent when I'm governor. I'm not governor yet.
Here we go. Lieutenant Governor Hochul wondering why the Cuomo calamity continues. Why is he still here? That's the sentiment in Albany and around the country as disgraced Governor Cuomo sticks around for two more weeks. His legal peril and why some say he's not close to going away.
Number two.
I don't want to hear anything about COVID cases in Florida, mask mandates in New York, vaccine passports. I don't want to hear anything about that until the Biden administration deals with the crisis they created on our southern border. There is no other conclusion any rational person can reach other than this is intentional.
Nonsensical. That's what even the Washington Post says about the Biden border policy. And now the July numbers are in. It's over 200,000 illegals. It's a record number breaching our border, many carrying a deadly virus. Are you kidding? In what country would this be okay? Not in this one.
Number one.
We also made clear to OPEC, the major oil exporting nations of the world, that the production cuts made during the pandemic should be reversed as the global economic recovers in order to lower prices for consumers.
I've never seen someone wrestle with a prompter like that. Hey, OPEC, pump some oil. No, that's not a quote from Richard Nixon or Gerald Ford. It's how fossil fuel hating Joe Biden and his answer to surging gas prices causing inflation. Both part of what is taking his party down as he struggles to keep his party on point and his unthinkable $4 trillion plus Bernie Sanders socialist free money buffet going. And that could indeed be going over the next 2 weeks. Joining me right now, a person who knows the inside of Washington and liked it so much he left. He does not want to know, tell us exactly where he is, but I know the vicinity and I know he's happy. He is Tucker Carlson, author of The Long Slide, 30 Years in American Journalism, just came out a couple of days ago. And we're for one of the first on his list. Tucker, welcome back.
You were the best introducer of guests in the world.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
But you know what, Tucker? My problem is once the interview starts, I really don't know where to go. You know what struck me? A couple of things struck me. Allison, our fantastic producer here.
Oh, she's bad. I can't believe Allison. How long has she been your producer?
Allison, how long have you been doing this?
A very long time.
Right. She's old enough to have three children.
Just amazing. That's amazing.
You gotta wonder. I must be paying her so much. How much am I paying, Allison?
That's not what I heard, but okay.
So she pointed this out right away. She said, go to this page. It's your acknowledgement. I'd like to acknowledge Jonathan Karp of Simon & Schuster, whose descent from open-minded book editor to cartoonish corporate censor mirrors the decline of America itself. It's been a sad education watching it happen. And he still published the book.
Well, I don't think they had a they felt they didn't have a choice. I mean, if they canceled my book for writing about how they canceled somebody else's book, I guess they calculated that would be a bigger PR disaster than allowing my book to be published. But trust me, they didn't want to publish it, and I didn't want to publish with them because I so deeply disapproved. But I was under contract, and for a book with Simon & Schuster, when they shut down Josh Hawley because he cast a vote that annoyed the Democratic Party. And then they paid off the Biden administration by sending his son, millions of dollars for a book nobody read. I mean, the whole thing was so disgusting that I felt implicated in it because I was taking money from Simon & Schuster. And I thought, I don't know, I have a moral obligation to say something about this. So I did.
That's pretty brave, as usual. So Tucker, this is a trip to a memory lane for you with magazine stories that brought you back to the time in America, not only the time in interviews that you did and articles you wrote, but what America was going through. What perspective do you have on today by going back to the years in which you worked? Now you're in your 50s. You've been doing this since your 20s. What does it tell? What perspective did you gather from collecting all your past work?
Well, I mean, it was just bewildering. I entered journalism 30 years ago this week, actually, weirdly. The Soviet Union had just collapsed like 5 days before. And I had, I'd grown up in journalism. My dad was a journalist. And I thought, I thought it was a very honorable thing to do. So, I mean, a couple of the big changes, journalism is not an honorable profession. American journalism has collapsed. The people practicing it are contemptible, disgusting. I would never have dinner with them. That's a huge change. The country's completely divided in a way that it never was. Going back through these pieces, I was shocked by the number of liberals and Democratic office holders who I really liked and had, you know, I didn't agree with them. I've never been a liberal. I've never supported the Democratic Party, but I had a million friends who were liberal, and it didn't divide us. It wasn't the most important thing, you know, and now it is. I mean, I couldn't have dinner with the people I ate dinner with 20 years ago, and a lot of the pieces in the book were published in the New York Times and Esquire and GQ and places that, you know, would never publish a story by me, ever now. But it didn't seem weird then. I mean, it just wasn't as partisan and polarized a country, not even close. So that was really a shock for me.
Couple of things. So I have an interesting perspective here because I've been at Fox now over 20 years. And I know in the beginning, wow, I would tell people I'm on Fox. And even though Fox was always popular, there's a lot of people that's just not interested in the news. A lot of my friends are athletes and will follow sports. And they're like, oh, Brian, how was work? You know, and just to keep passing the time. Now I can't go anywhere without everyone thinking they know everything about everything, or at the very least have an opinion. So how did, right, have you picked up that change?
I mean, it was such a profound change that I had to leave the city that I lived in for 35 years, which was Washington. You know, we came to Washington when I was in high school. My dad left journalism, went to work for the Reagan administration, for the federal government, was there a long time. And we lived in a very nonpartisan world. I mean, it was partisan by definition, but I mean, we lived in Georgetown, you know, right next to a left-wing senator, Democratic senator, who had gone weirdly to the same high school I went to. There, I never felt, you know, like yelling at him on the street, or it was just normal. You know, you knew people who disagreed with you because it wasn't an entirely politicized country. You don't want a country where, you know, the outcome of elections determines everything. That's really scary. First of all, it gives way too much power to politicians. You know, you want a country where the big decisions have nothing to do with politics. You know, who do you marry? How do you raise your kids? What do you do for work? Where do you go to church? How's your team doing? Things like that. But if you live in a country where who you vote for defines you, you know, that is by definition an angry place. And I don't know how we walk back from that, but I agree with you. You get being in our 50s is kind of sad because you have to get up in the middle of the night to take a leak. But the upside of it is you remember what it used to be. And so you have a little bit more perspective than, say, our kids do. They think it was always this way. It was not always this way. That's not true.
Couple of things. I do have a different perspective on that. If you sleep so little, you don't have to get up in the middle of the night. So 4 hours. I don't find myself springing to the bathroom and then going back to bed. Once I'm up, it's into the shower. So I'll keep you up to date on how that's going. So either I'm going to get more sleep or my prostate's going to get worse.
By the way, your listeners, I know that they know what you're saying is true, but I've seen it, so let me just verify what you're saying is true. No one has ever gotten, you are like a longitudinal experiment on sleep deprivation torture, but you're still, I don't know how you're still alive. What's your secret?
Right. Are you disappointed?
I'm just impressed. We've talked about it so many times. My producer's like, you know, kill me, it's on, it's 11 o'clock. Like, you have to get up in 3 hours to host the morning show. For 3 hours, then do 3 hours of radio, and then he's like writing another book and doing documentaries. And one of my producers, I've said 100 times, like, how does Tommy do that? One of my producers looked me right in the face and goes, beet juice. That stuff works, man. The super beet stuff, clearly.
Super beets. You're right. They're still a sponsor.
Are you still drinking that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'll have super beets. They also have super beet chews. So that definitely helps. You know, I don't need a lot of sleep. Plus, I'm always under the impression this job's going to end tomorrow, and you know
I know the feeling,
right? And
yeah.
And you know it. Like, as talented as you are, you've had to move jobs, and with all the skills that you've had.
Yeah, it's totally true. I mean, I grew up in La Jolla, California, and Georgetown in a, you know, affluent family or whatever. But I have a very much a working man mentality about work. I don't know where it came from, probably from my dad. But, like, yeah, I always think I'm going to get fired. I always think I should work as hard as I can because, like, it's going to be over soon. You know, I mean, I don't know where. Anyway, yes, I have the exact same attitude. I never turned down work ever.
So in these stories that you're writing about other people, you move out of the way and you tell the story. And I believe, in my humble opinion, that's the reason why this book works and why you work as a host is because you're willing to let somebody else be the story. I think so many times hosts think it's about them. and you had no problem moving over and letting someone shine in a segment. And that's one thing that comes across on your show. It's like, hey, this is what I think. Now this is what they think. And you'll let them finish. Was that intentional or was that instinct?
That is a conscious effort not to become a talk show host. You know, they're the worst people in America. They're so insecure and boorish. They never shut up about themselves. And it just comes with the job. I mean, you've been doing it for decades. You know, after a while, you can't stop talking. You're always on transmit and never on receive. And so I just really try every morning to remind myself, shut up once in a while. Listen to other people. There are other people in the world. It's not just about you. Like, right. you become a narcissist over time unless you really fight against it. And by the way, with age, you become a narcissist. You know, old people only talk about themselves. And I just don't want to be that person. I'm sure I'll become that person anyway. But I really want to let other people talk just for the sake of my own soul, you know?
How much, in retrospect, in putting this book together, do you appreciate the wide swath of experiences and travel you've done? It allows your opinions to feel more natural and organic because you could do it from human experience, right? You're not reading somebody else to find out how you feel. Well, you were in Ghana. You know, you were in Europe. You were in in Iraq. Or, excuse me, in Pakistan, you travel these places. So when you come back and you react, you go, well, this is what I think. And it's not where you have to depend on another source. How much did your firsthand experience make you better on Tucker Carlson Tonight, Tucker Carlson Today, your Fox Nation series, everything? Tucker Carlson Originals?
Well, I think a lot better. I mean, I think it's really important to go see stuff. That's not why I did it, though. I didn't get into, I didn't do stories or get, you know, we just got back from Hungary this week, and I really have done everything in my life purely because I want an interesting life. I didn't go into journalism to become powerful. I never thought I would make any money. I have. I'm really grateful for that, but that was certainly not what I expected at all. I didn't go in to influence policy or to, you know, I would have run for office if I wanted that. I only went in because I wanted to see interesting stuff and at the end to have, you know, an interesting life. That's honestly what I wanted. It's what my dad had. And I remember as a kid, my father was such an interesting person, is such an interesting person. Just seen everything, been everywhere, known everybody, seen all this drama. And I remember as a kid, I was like, oh, I want that. You know, I never thought I want to be rich. I always thought I want to be the kind of person who's got something interesting to say at dinner. And so, yeah, that's why I did it. But it's had a hugely helpful effect on day-to-day journalism because you need to get the hell out of your house once in a while, you know?
Yeah, and I think that do you feel as though, in a way, the success you've had has hurt that ability to do it in the climate that we're in?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the sad part. I mean, the other, you know, I'm not a magazine writer anymore. I love my job. I'm so grateful for it. But I really miss just getting on a plane and going somewhere and listening to people for a week, seeing new stuff. And, you know, the problem is, you know, the downside, everyone wants to be rich and famous. Making more money is a good thing. Not being in debt, not having to worry about your credit cards, that's a really good thing. But being famous, man, there's no upside to that at all. I've never seen an upside to it. I don't know why anyone would want to be famous. It makes, you know, it doesn't make you feel good about yourself. It doesn't make you more secure. And it certainly eliminates your ability to go anywhere and to be inconspicuous and to listen. I mean, now I'm whining, and I don't mean to whine, but that is the one thing I regret about my life is I can't just go to an event and stand there and listen because I loved that.
Tucker, what I'm doing is I'm willing to use my influence because I am on air, I am a talk show host, and I do want to be famous. I'm going to use that influence to get you back on Fox and Friends Weekend, make you less famous, and get you on cooking segments and do obstacle courses. Would you like that?
No, I would, except the axe throwing is just too dangerous. Fox and Friends Weekend, they'll literally take unsheathed axes and throw them at people, and it doesn't always work out, you know?
Right. Once in a while, you have to ignore your producer when he says, turn around and throw the axe, and Pete Hegseth didn't. So he tossed it.
I don't have the insurance umbrella necessary for that. Sorry.
I just think about it, to have a perspective and paging through your book of what you've been through, and the next thing you know, you're asked to do all these crazy things on Fox and Friends Weekend, and you must be like, what's going on with me? How did I end up here?
I've always had a high tolerance for weirdness, though, so I can kind of turn off whatever part of your brain is asking questions like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? And just roll with it. I mean, it was super fun.
Yeah, and I know you love your streaming shows and long-form interviews, too, so go check out his Fox Nation series. It's I cannot believe the volume of work that's there. The volume of work you did is on the long slide, 30 years in American journalism. Pick it up. You get a real perspective, and especially if you're coming out of school in your 20s and you want to have an understanding of what you're about to do. Travel. Experience the world. Talk to people. Listen more. That's some of the takeaways from Tucker's new book and kind of a cool cartoonish character leaning on a lot of magazines on the cover. Tucker, thanks so much. Good luck tonight at 8.
I appreciate it, Brian. See you, man.
Go get him. Tucker Carlson, back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Tracy Morgan for the American Rescue Plan.
People often look at me and think I'm a fireman. So when they came to me and said, Chief, tell them about the American Rescue Plan. I jumped down a fire pole
and I got to work.
Ma'am, do you have any kids at home?
Oh, yes, I do, handsome fireman.
Let's keep this professional. But what if I could put out some of your financial fires? Up to $300 per month, per child, it could rescue you.
Claim your money at MyRescuePlan.org. That's MyRescuePlan.org.
Furnished by Common Sense Media.
Gonna miss you around here, Iris.
Olivia's best optometry technician is going back to school.
Did we get that new friend?
Her eye is already twitching about finding a replacement.
Ugh, this can't keep happening. We're gonna have to cancel appointments.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessment. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An unlikely friendship between a two-year-old and a woman who will celebrate her 100th birthday this year makes today's Dean's List. Benjamin Olson and his next-door neighbor, Mary O'Neill, have become friends. Because of the pandemic, for more than a year, Benjamin didn't see any other kids. He didn't interact with anyone except his mom, his dad, and Mary. According to Ben's mom, Mary, who is a widow, would first wave to Ben behind the window. Then she began going outside to say hi. The next thing you know, they were having regular chats by the fence that separates their backyards. Mary says he keeps her company. When the weather is nice, they both sit on her steps and blow bubbles. He also likes to grab rocks and give them to her as presents. Mary found a big box of toy trucks that used to belong to her son and gave them to Benjamin. On the days when it's too cold or rainy to go outside, they miss each other. Sarah, Ben's mom, says they are the best of friends. Mary and Ben, you both made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with the Fox Celebrity Profile with Scarlett Johansson and Florence Pugh of Black Widow.
Scarlett, I want to start with you. Having been with this character a decade, what perspective or side of Natasha was most important for you to get to show?
I think it was really important to see Natasha off her game. You know, she's someone who, up until this point, has always been a part of a family of some sort, an organization of some sort, and part of a kind of bigger movement. And suddenly we find her in a place where she's like utterly alone.
And Florence, for you, when you first read Yelena, what trait or characteristic jumped out? And is that still what you like most about her, or did it change from reading script day one to last day of filming?
I really loved how, despite all that she'd gone through, she never came out of that experience as weak or someone that you didn't enjoy hearing from. I really appreciated that everything that came out of her mouth was very honest.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran, which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife, so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
According to the Irish Health Authority, masking children in the classroom is not a legitimate medical precaution. It's child abuse. Masks can, quote, exacerbate anxiety and breathing difficulties. They impair, quote, the development of human communication and language skills, particularly for very young children. Now, we know from previous research, the mask can also contribute to high levels of carbon dioxide in the human body, and that's especially true in children. Masks often become breeding grounds for dangerous bacteria. That's conclusive in the studies. It's possible that masks even affect facial development. In other words, there are very serious downsides to forcing masks on children. The question is, what's the benefit of doing it? The Irish government looked into it and decided there is no benefit. Kids in Ireland are not getting sick from COVID. They are not transmitting COVID either. The Irish government refused to implement mask mandates in school.
And that's something to think about. Also, looking at Israel studies, when they come out and say things like, hey, that Pfizer vaccine, only 46% in stopping the Delta variant. Oops, you never told us that. Well, 95%, 92% chance of dying from it, and you're not going to die from it. Hospitalization, 76%, you're not going to be hospitalized. But you should say there's almost a better than 50-50 chance you will, if exposed, you will get it. That's part of the lack of transparency. Masks are the cure-all. Or cloth masks aren't effective. Or only N95 masks would work. You want a kid that N95 mask? They already can't breathe in a cloth mask. So he's saying, let's take our chances. Give parents a chance to fight it out, to decide what's better for their kids, like every other decision they make. But Joe Biden, instead of owning up to his own challenge, which is stopping this nationally, rather pick on two Republican governors, Texas and Florida. And as those numbers wane, he's going to find himself looking at Democratic governors, but not criticizing.
Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. FoxNewsHour.com from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, the Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me every Monday and Friday as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. More than a year after then-President Trump took part in a controversial photo op outside a burned St. John's Church in Lafayette Park, federal judge Dabney Friedrich tossed a lawsuit that pointed the finger at the former commander-in-chief. The American Civil Liberties Union, Black Lives Matter, and other groups sued, arguing Trump, then-Attorney General Bill Barr, and others ordered law enforcement to physically remove protesters so the photo op could take place. On June 9th, the Inspector General for the Department of the Interior found that narrative to be false, and that protesters were cleared so a protective fence could later be installed. The judge's dismissal comes just weeks after the Biden Justice Department moved to dismiss the lawsuit. DOJ claims Trump can't be sued because he was president at the time of the incident. Judge Friedrich, a Trump appointee, did allow the lawsuit to move forward against D.C. police. Her reasoning, the police department is not subject to federal immunity laws. In Washington, David Spunt, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
How I started in jiu-jitsu, I was in Rio de Janeiro. I was going around to all the different martial arts schools and working out. Every school I went to, they kept the name Gracie Jiu-Jitsu kept popping up. I said, I've got to find out who they are. So I finally tracked them down in Rio, and I met Mr. Gracie, the father. I met Hickson Gracie, who was the world champion at that time. So I asked him if I could work out with him. I was a black belt in judo, so I thought I had some pretty good grappling skills. Anyway, I got on the ground with Hickson Gracie, and it's like I'd never had a lesson in my life. He played with me.
That is Chuck Norris. probably the most famous martial artist in the world, talking about one of the best that ever was and is, Hickson Gracie, from the legendary Gracie family. He's got a brand new book out called Breathe, A Life in Flow. Hickson, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Brian, thank you, my friend. Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be with you, my brother. How
yeah.
are you doing?
So Hickson and I don't know if you remember, but I did the first four UFCs with Jim Brown when Horion was running the thing and Hoist was the champion, had to fight three times, and people would point to you, and they say, see that guy over there? He's the best in the world, but it's Hoist's time right now. And I've always wanted to watch you fight in person. I never had a chance to, but now I feel like I did after reading your book. First off, tell us everyone about your fighting family.
Yes, I born and raised in a traditionally fine martial arts family, and my uncles, my father, from the beginning of the century, they start to develop our Brazilian style of jiu-jitsu, Japanese jiu-jitsu. So was a life, a very exciting life, to see my parents like challenge other fighters and other styles and become a Gracie is a part of a tradition which since we born, you got a gi, not a diaper. So you become part of a traditional, and you become a difference, you know, in terms of what you eat, how you see the world, how you should prepare yourself. So my life story is a very interesting process of overcoming obstacles and controlling emotions and sacrifice in training to become effective and be the best one you can be.
You dropped out of school at 13 to fight and teach. And your dad said, I'll keep you a room and board, but you're going to have to earn your own keep. And you did with your brother Horion. When did you realize that not only could you be a great fighter, that you could be the greatest Gracie?
Oh, my life was very much, I always been very competitive, and I started to compete with 6 years old. And all my life I was being tested on the mat. And in a very early age, I felt like I had the talent and the emotional control to excel in this sport. So I was very much in love with the sport, the action. But after that, I start to teach a little bit and start to understand is much more involved, because jiu-jitsu is such a perfect sensorial art where it makes you feel like you start to feel angles and levers and possibilities which you don't have otherwise, because my father, Hélio Gracie, was a very weak person. And in order to develop the efficiency, he started to change brute power for leverage. So once I start to capture that possibility, I start to also be very excited to teach and to bring people to an empowerment situation. So all this combined make me feel like I was in a movement to not only become a champion of the family and putting my commitment 100%,
right,
but also bring some kind of understanding for people of how much martial arts can help them in their own lives in terms of emotional control, strategy, visualization, and so on. Because martial arts is a metaphor for life. As you become a good martial artist, you know how to live your life and seek for happiness. So the idea of conquering is about anything you're looking for, either buy a car or a relationship or a business. So the relationship martial arts has with life becomes very interesting to me in terms of either I'm going to be a good fighter and make my students become good fighters, or either I'm going to be a good fighter and make my students become good people. So for me, right, it's a pleasure to be involved with jiu-jitsu, no matter if it's for efficiency or for empowerment.
And Hickson, I watched you with Joe Rogan. Obviously, you know, he knows martial arts. He's a martial artist, and he's a commentator in UFC. He's got the best podcast in the country. And you talked about breathing. The one thing I think people should listen to right now, You're not talking about making the next great champion. Whatever you're doing, this will make you better. And that became clear in this book. And I'm going to bring you to an excerpt of it. You say about winning and losing. You said, what I remember, you said, because when you were 6 years old, you were dying to fight and there was no division for you. You say, because I was six, there was no division. So my dad put me in the bracket with older kids. Right now, before I was about to step into the mat to fight, he said, Hickson, if you lose this fight, I give you two gifts. If you win, I give you one. When I realized that my dad wouldn't be upset if I lost, the pressure melted away. I lost the match, but I didn't feel bad because my dad wasn't mad. So that to you is so important for people listening right now. It is not all about winning. It's about competing, right? It's about having the courage to compete.
Yes, and sometimes, you know, it's not even about the courage. It's about the capacity you have to surrender, you know, because sometimes you don't have the ability to compete or to fight. But in another aspect, if you understand better the situation, if you can evolve through a better understanding, you can accept, you can be spiritually using hope or patience or visualization. So martial arts give you the tools for you to seek for happiness. And one point in my life for me was fighting for win. At this moment in my life is winning without a fight. Because, you know, even though you don't have the physicality or the idea to confront something,
right,
you always have different ways to seek for happiness and finding strategies to cope with the situation where you win in a way, you know, because you not feel like you're losing, but you just creating a better situation for victory in a complex way.
Gotcha. You said for a young age it was drilled into you that there was no shame in losing, but there was shame in quitting or not fighting. So, you know, the one thing people should understand, I'm talking to a guy who might be the best fighter ever, and he could take on any discipline and conquer it because he could see weaknesses in everybody, but he was willing to put himself on the line. But every day was a struggle in your family. How big was your family? How often were you guys rolling around on the mat? How often were you guys sparring as kids?
Oh, it was a daily thing. You know, for us, going to the mat or engage ourselves on the carpet and play, the engagement was a very natural recreational thing. It was not violent, was not bloody, was not, you know, scary. It was something which, like two puppy lions play around and start to bite each other's neck just to feel the grips and stuff. So we play with each other, and the older ones help the youngest ones to develop the maneuvers and the ability to require reflexes and ability to fight. So it's always been different, because in other families, people say, don't do that, it's too violent, don't play with your brother like this, or you're going to hurt him. In our family, you just say, oh, okay, so keep him control, let's see if he can escape, and come. So it was a different mentality, yeah. You know, and among all this, I feel like something I really like to emphasize on this book is the fact how breathing.
Yeah.
Is important for
Let's
life
talk about that. Let's talk about that. What is breathing? Everybody can benefit, whether you're an actor or whether you're in a tense situation, whether the pandemic has overwhelmed you, you have anxiety. Talk about breathing.
Yes, breathing, people take for granted, because once you get slapped on your butt and start to crying, you feel like you go in well to breathe all your whole life. But if you're not exercising, if you're not understanding the function of the breathing system, and the importance of it, because you can stay 7 days without food, you can stay 3 days without water, but 5 minutes without oxygen, you're dead. So you need to be able to hyperventilate with more efficiency. And people who don't know how to breathe technically, they breathe with the higher part of the lung and leaving the bottom part, which is the biggest, not functional. So working with the diaphragm breathing makes a completely difference in your system and the way you use oxygen. Because sometimes if you have a poor breathing system, you cannot impact your brain or your heart. And the lungs has the capacity to really interfere in your emotionals, in your stress levels, in everything from your intellectual aspect or emotional, but also interfere in your heartbeats and the way you control your heart rate. So either the stress coming from your heart or the stress coming from your brain or tiredness or fatigue or confusion or lack of intuition. So by breathing properly, you become a different monster. You know, I always been an athlete. I always like to do sports and activities. And after I start learning how to breathe properly with 16 years old, I become a better fighter, better man, better father. I'm much more in control of my life. And that makes a huge difference, you know.
I know, I understand. And guys, promise. Everyone listening right now, you're a college athlete. You're about to start practice for soccer or football. Read this book. It talks about it. And it goes into detail. And if you get him online, if you want to look at the Joe Rogan podcast, get the video portion because he demonstrates it. Hickson, tell everybody what the role your family had in creating UFC.
I think my brother Horton make a huge, you know, when he creates the UFC, the objective was just a confrontation of styles to prove our Brazilian jiu-jitsu was the most effective martial arts in confronting with others. But now becomes like just a huge entertainment aspect with different rule sets. And now everybody does all the martial arts. That's why mixed martial arts. So everybody knows jiu-jitsu, knows taekwondo, box, wrestling, kickboxing, and they all using that for their personal abilities. So it's not more style against style, but it now becomes huge and very popular for the entire world.
So do you feel as though that do you really wish that you got the nod over Hoist in those early days and were able to compete the way your younger brother did, who, by the way, is a great guy?
Yes, I was expecting to fight in the UFC, but then when Hoist took place and he won, I don't need to replace him for anything. I started to make my career in Japan and did great fights in Japan and exposed the jiu-jitsu to Japan also. So it was a great for me. It was, you know, no regrets. But UFC was a great event, and if I was fighting in the UFC in the early age, it would be good too. So
right.
Both ways are great, man. Jiu-jitsu is a great martial arts, and now it's spreading all over the world, and I'm happy to be a good entrepreneur for the sport.
Do you? I know you have back problems now. It's hard for you, you know, to compete like you used to. Do you still teach? Do you still give clinics? Is that what you're doing on a regular basis?
Yeah, now I have Hickson.academy, which is a platform where I try to offer some content in jiu-jitsu for beginners, for intermediates, and advanced people. And I feel like this is a great way for me to communicate and empower people through the world now with this virtual scenario is getting bigger. So I'm very happy to do that. And eventually I'm going to do some more like instructional videos and books about the specifics of how to breathe properly to become more empowered to use breathing for, you know, for being an executive, a police officer, or exactly an athlete or anything.
So, yes. Hickson, where do we get some of these demonstrations? Where do we get it? Go to YouTube?
Yeah, go to the Hickson.academy.
Okay.
Which is my platform. And then from that, you're going to start to getting better into this universe.
Got it. And by the way, go pick up his book. It's called Breathe, A Life in Flow. It's not to make you a great fighter. It's to make you a better person. You talk about your journey growing up in Brazil, which was extremely tough and challenging. And the one thing I walked away with that it can benefit everyone, you say, your father taught you many things. We said he taught you you got to do a good job staying calm in bad positions. So life's going to push you through stress. And even if someone's got you in a chokehold where you want to quit, if you could stay calm in bad positions, that's one of the most valuable things you could do, whether it's a traffic accident or a challenge in a bar or whether it's your boss breathing down your neck. Final thought on that?
Definitely, man. I think you become, you know, when you're able to have a better perspective of your life emotionally, spiritually, and physically, you're able to have a better control and better strategies for seeking for happiness. Because in the end of the day, you know, you have to use our skills to be happy. And happiness is a mutant thing. What makes you happy today needs to be readjusted to keep you happy 10 years from now. So gotcha. This fine-tuned adjustments and ideas of
right.
evolutionary process has to be there. And when you have a good, clear mind, that's there to help you and
gotcha.
Support you through life.
And I'm going to talk to Hixon on the Jesse Waters show that you're going to see Saturday night. Hixon Gracie, thanks so much. Pick up his book, Breathe, A Life in Flow.
Brian, thank you very much, my brother. God bless. Take care.
Go get him.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real gold. You can have real gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have real gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning real gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting real gold and silver delivered to your home, or about having real gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Colby's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, Luke, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessment. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Kane, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. It's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Well, we went to Rio, and I had been working on the script of that movie and stuff, and I was like, I was really interested in this idea that Banner is desperate for control, that he desperately needs to control his heart rate, his breathing, that it's a massive liability in his mind if he can't control his emotions and his adrenaline. And I was like, well, who in the world? But I'd seen the videos of him doing the amazing stuff with his stomach. I just was like, we have to. And everyone was like, who's that? I was like, Philistines. You're all Philistines. Like, I was like, find me Hicks and Gracie and ask him if he'll do a scene with me in the movie being the guy who's training Banner to, like, calm himself. And he was there, and he did it with us.
And that was Hicks and Gracie and Ed Norton talking about him and his role. So, listen, even if I introduce you to him for the first time today, this guy's pretty extraordinary, and anybody in the martial arts community, people that met him or trained with him, they're in awe of him, and there's a reason. He's a really good guy and unbelievably talented. His name is Hicks and Gracie. The book is called Breathe, A Life in Flow, and I'm going to be talking to him on television on Jesse Waters' show. You're going to see me over the weekend, and I have a great show lined up. We're going to open up with Afghanistan, and I'm going to go from Michael Waltz to General Jack Keane. And just see if there's some way to pull this out of the fire. And we also have Devin Nunes will be coming up. It's going to be a great show. Hope you can join me then. And thanks so much for listening. Keep it here on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report, summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. Well, I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings with the left, Ali swings with the right. Look at the kids carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized, and it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. Two seconds, throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxing. There was kids all around them. All of a sudden, the cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.